Now, it's Heidi and Frank.
Nonstop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Yes, we are live. It's Thursday, July 22nd. What's going on here with all of
falling
this?
Apart.
I know it's falling apart over here.
Oh, the week's almost over, Hal. Let it fall apart.
I know it's Thursday.
Oh, sweet Thursday.
Oh, sweet, sweet Thursday.
Sweet releases tomorrow. Oh.
That was gross.
That was so gross. Why was that so gross?
I don't know.
Huh.
Good times happened last night, though, at Numero. Heidi came out. Just showed up.
I did.
10% went to Foxy and the Hound's dog shelter.
Showed up, showed out.
And she got to taste Dig Tussie for the first time.
I tapped that tussie.
She tapped the tuss. So what'd you think?
So I was going to have a sip, you know, because I was, you know, I've been on the wagon trying to.
Yeah, Peloton, you know.
Work out. Like, why burn 400 some calories and then just drink it away? Like, it didn't make any sense to me. But, so I go, I'll take a sip. Tussie was so good. I lapped it up like a little fawn at a stream. Ended up having three.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
I was just like, well, the first one, I was just like, down. So
it was
fat.
Pretty warm yesterday outside. Ugh. It was like 100 degrees.
I was
in
so
the valley.
Gross. And people were hugging and taking pictures. I'm like, I just kept going, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, you were saying, I'm so wet right now.
I'm so wet right now.
Meaning her sweat through her shirt.
Yeah.
Everybody was having fun with that one.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, it was a great time. Thanks for coming out, and for everybody. And the two kegs that we brought, 32 gallons of beer, gone in 3 hours. Both kegs.
Wow. Yeah.
They were spitting by 8 o'clock. I was like, what? 32 gallons of beer in 3 hours? I've done this since college.
Leave it to our family.
Oh, my God. I like that family. That's nice.
Thank you. I just made it up right now. That's what they are.
Yeah.
They're family.
Family. Man, it's awesome.
New word is born.
Good times.
Oh, yeah.
Johnny came out with his family.
His family, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brought his kids.
Who are just ridiculously adorable.
Oh, thank you.
I mean.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Had a blast. My son was behind the bar. That's all he wanted to do was go behind the bar. No, buddy, we can't do this. I don't even know if this is legal.
I don't think this is. Yeah.
Corey showed up. Corey was having a good time.
I was. It was so dope. Heidi, to see you like outside of work was everything.
I know. She's like that like groundhog. Yeah. Once a year she comes out. Did you see your shadow last night, Heidi?
Punxsutawney Heidi. Yeah.
We got 6 more weeks of summer.
Something like that, something. Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, man. It was a good time.
Oh, yeah. Good times had by all.
That numero uno owner, quite...
Rich. Oh, yeah. Quite a character, isn't he?
Sherry Shepherd shows up, right? From Dish Nation. Stand-up comic actress. You know her. She looks stunning. Yep. She's got big breasts. She's a very bosomy. And she walks in. We're all, hi, a hug. How you see you? And Rich,
the
owner of Numero Uno. I go, hi, Sherry. And he goes, my God! With tees that big, how do you keep from falling over? And I was like, oh my God, you didn't just say that.
Yeah, go to the Numero Uno track, going back in time.
Yeah, oh, definitely, because he pinched my ass at one point, goes, you look good back here, kid. I was like, I'm going to let that one go. Yeah. You get that one time for free.
It's the madmen of bars.
Yeah, and then later he goes, because Sherry ended up having to leave because she had another gig she had to go to, and he goes, did I offend her? I think you're probably okay.
You're probably okay.
You're probably okay.
Oh, my God. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to Southern California Toyota dealers. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
For being a proud sponsor of the show. It is 6:20 here on a Thursday. You know what we do on Thursdays? We play...
Who's going to
hell? Who's going to hell? I think Eric won last week.
Nope.
What?
I did.
You did? Okay.
It was when we did the... we went to 6 votes.
Oh, yeah, right. Absolutely, phones aren't working. So Heidi won last week. What is Who's Going to Hell, if you're not familiar? Well, we search the world for the most horrible stories on the planet. And then we present our stories to each other and you decide who found the story most worthy of eternal damnation, or the characters involved. 818-955-2955 is the number. 818-955-2955. And somebody who votes, doesn't matter who you vote for, just a random person, it's really the easiest game to win, is going to win a prize. I got tickets to a lot of different stuff, so it's a good prize. Like, I got John Mayer tickets.
You got two-page prize sheet today?
Volbeat tickets.
Dang. Oh,
yeah, look at that. I got the Operation Comedy tickets.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, maybe Sublime in Rome, with Rome in Reno. Well, it's good stuff. So, 818-955-2955 to vote and play. Who's going to hell? Heidi, you go first, or you give it to one of us?
I'm
going to
go first. A Maine police officer who admitted to beating 11 porcupines to death was sentenced. Officer Cox.
What a prick. Oh, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Would you shut up?
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me go ahead.
Officer Cox will spend time in jail, though most of his sentence is suspended. On multiple occasions, Cox beat porcupines, full-grown and babies, to death with his department-issued baton. The abuse was reported after another officer saw videos of the beatings. Cox pleaded guilty to cruelty to animals. He was sentenced to 90 days. He was fined $1,000 and given 100 hours of community service. So Officer Cox beat porcupines to death. My nominee for Who's Going to Hell is Cox. What a prick.
Oh, yeah, there it is. All right. Cox, what a prick. 818-955-2955 to vote for Heidi's contestant. Who goes
Johnny,
after that?
I'm going to go round the horn.
All right, Johnny.
All right.
Get it out of the way. You don't
have to. I got a
beating
story, too.
Oh.
Mm. Here we go. 41-year-old Sky Nathan Bracklin, also known as rapper Sky Balla, was arrested after he allegedly assaulted a woman he met at the Aria Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Las Vegas police were notified to the assault by the sexual assault nurse examiner at the trauma center. They were advised that the victim had been badly injured and needed to have surgery right away.
Oh, God.
The woman's name, who's currently being withheld, said she met Sky at a bar inside the hotel casino. She said she had some shots with him and blacked out. She woke up because of severe pain, and he was on top of her, raping her. The victim said she yelled at him to stop, and he punched her in the face until she blacked out again. The next time she woke up, he was attempting to force himself into her mouth. The report says that the police eventually told police that she was able to crawl to the toilet, and there was blood everywhere. Then she got into the shower and stayed there for 2 hours with the lights off. A friend made contact with the victim and convinced her to go to the hospital because of the amount of pain she was in. They also discovered the room had been declared a biohazard because of the blood. One cleaner even admitted to being scared to enter the room. It was so much blood. Franklin, who had 3 previous arrests for sexual assault and one that resulted in a conviction that required him to register as a sex offender, is now facing a long list of sexual assault charges. So a rapper assaults and rapes a woman at a hotel. My contestant's name is... I'm a good rapper, but you should see me beat a box. I'm a beat you. I'm a beat you.
Now, what the hell are they supposed to call in and say?
I'm a good rapper, but you should see me beat a box. I'm a beat you. I'm a beat you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. That's exactly what you have to say.
All right.
818-955-2955.
Just out of curiosity, any of that get edited, Jordan?
No, not one bit. No. It's 6 o'clock. It's fine.
All righty.
All right. Great. If you're going around the horns, that means Eric's next.
That's what that would mean.
Yeah, yep.
All right.
Let's do it.
Nobody's going to vote for that except for Crab, so don't worry. Okay, so Heidi, you had animal cruelty.
I did.
Johnny had a beating and a rape, uh-huh. Right? Okay, well, listen to this story. The reason I didn't go out with you guys last night was I was still crying about this story for Who's Going to Hell.
Oh, God.
This is insane. A guy named Thomas Mraz. He's 50. Uh-huh. Yeah, M-R-A-Z, just like the very popular
Jason.
Singer. Yes. He was charged Monday with 5 counts of animal cruelty and 26 counts of animal neglect, abandonment, mistreatment. Oh, Heidi, you're going to love this guy.
The animal cruelty charges. Oh, I can't wait to hear charges. The song.
What? What? Class 6 felonies. That's how bad he treated these animals, mostly dogs, Heidi. Mm. And they're punishable by 2 years each. Each one of these crimes is punishable by 2 years in jail. He did so many bad things, plus a surprise crime against a human I'll tell you about in a second. But they released this list from Mr. Mraz. Look how long this list of things is, Frank.
It's quite long.
It's very long, and it's very sad, and it'll make you cry unless I turn it into a song for Mr. Mraz. pushed, you found dead puppies in my freezer, deformed animals from being an inbreeder, a litter living in my tub, an injured dog urinating blood. Feces everywhere and my house is neglected. A dog that can't walk and another infected. More dead puppies in my van. Oh, did I forget to mention? On top of that, I raped some girl. I know she's underage. I'm gross. Yeah, that girl was 13, by the way.
Oh, wow.
13 years old, his rape
victim. That in dog years?
See, 7, 20.
So if you want to vote for me, you could just say, I'm gross.
Miraz right there. All right, 818-955-2955. Here's my contestant, the story that I found out of Nashville, Tennessee. Fox 17 News is investigating after a woman came to us, meaning them, not me, for help, claiming the district attorney's office in Davidson County declined to prosecute her rapist because they couldn't prove he knowingly assaulted her.
What?
Yeah, Fox 17 News doesn't release the faces or names of people who've been sexually assaulted, but in Amy Doolin's case, she's angry and wants people to know her story. So the decision is just as bad as the actual rape. That's what it feels like, said Amy. The decision she's talking about is from district attorney's office not to prosecute a man she says crawled into the bed she fell asleep in after a party and sexually assaulted her. She says that that man later claimed he was drunk and thought she was someone else who he had a sexual relationship with. She says it shouldn't matter because the bottom line is there was no consent given, so it doesn't matter who he thinks he's touching. There was no consent to it. So, Tennessee rape victim, assaulter not prosecuted because he thought she was someone else. My contestant for who's going to hell is, sorry, I thought you were my sister.
Oh. Tennessee.
So, that hurts, Frank.
I know you're from Tennessee. I knew you'd love it. 818-955-2955. Quick reminder of all of our contestants' names. Go ahead.
Cox. What a prick.
I'm a good rapper, but you should see me beat a box. I'm a beat.
I'm gross.
And sorry, I thought you were my sister.
Who's going?
First one through on hold for 19 minutes now. It's Ahmed. Hey, Ahmed.
Hey, what's going on, Frank? How's it going?
It's going well. Who's going to hell?
All you guys are going to hell. Let me start by saying that. But, and you know that.
Yep.
But I got to go with, I'm gross.
Right on, man. Thank you so much. We got Eric on the board with one vote. Put that down right there. All right, next up is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Who's going to hell?
Cox, what a prick.
Thank you, sir.
Heidi's on the board.
You're welcome. And I must say, Heidi, today isn't Frank looking just incredibly handsome today?
Oh, thank you.
Oh, there! I see you switched it up.
I do appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I had to beat crabs.
Frank had to beat crabs once, too.
Yeah, in college once. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the entire frat.
Lit one half his pubic hair on fire and the other half he stabbed with an ice pick.
Yeah, when they run out of the woods. Speaking of crab, here he is. Hello, crab.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Who's going to hell, crab?
Heidi, you look stunningly beautiful and well rested this morning.
Oh, I'm not, but thank you.
I'm gross.
That's what we've always said.
Yeah, every time we said that about you, Grab, you're gross. Let's see. Carlos is next. Hello, Carlos.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Carlos. Carlos.
Who's going to hell, man?
I'm gross.
He takes it.
Eric gets it with I'm gross. All right, Carlos. Looks like you are going to be the winner. So I'm
Can I get some comedy tickets?
You want the comedy tickets? All right, man. There you go.
Can I get a VIP, please?
No.
I've been trying so long. I lost like 5 times. I can't get a VIP.
It's one or the other. You get the comedy, Operation Comedy tickets, or you get a VIP. What do you want?
Let me get the VIP.
Nice. All right. Wow. VIP going out to you.
Wow.
Access to 20,000 hours of content. from the Heidi and Frank Show. It's its own streaming service with its own with one program.
Awesome. I've been trying so long to get that.
Thank you, Carlos. You stay on hold, bud. We'll hook you up. That still means I have those Operation Comedy tickets I'll have to give away at some point. But, yeah, looks like me and Johnny got skunked on that one.
You did.
Nobody went to beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep,
let me say I'm a good beep, rapper. Beep, 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 beep. You should see me beatbox. Beep, 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 beep.
Everybody wanted to do it, nobody did. No. Damn
yeah,
it.
I know.
Oh, yeah, it is July 22nd today. It's Thursday. Good morning, everyone. Thanks to everybody who came out to New Marino last night for a Dig Tussy party. Tap that Tussy. Mm-hmm. It was good stuff.
Delicious.
Very good. So I don't know when the next one's going to be, but yeah, we'll let you know when that happens. And when it does happen, come out, because I saw this in the news that life expectancy has dropped.
Oh.
So when you get an opportunity to go out like you did last night, Heidi, and you went and you had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're already losing years by doing nothing. Anyway, we're all going to live as long based off the stats. Yeah, life expectancy in the U.S. dropped by 18 months in 2020.
Well, my life expectancy almost dropped last night because I don't know if it's because I'm a lesbian or what, but guys like to test my sporting skills.
Oh,
and I was
right.
Standing in the parking lot talking to people, and NASCAR Dean, he calls a lot.
Oh, right, NASCAR Dean was
there. He goes,
there.
Hey! And he wings a football. I mean, drills a football at me. And I'm like, what? He goes, throw one back to my son. I was like, what? I'm trying to flip on him? And I did. I mean, we played. It was fine. Yeah,
you never know what's going to happen. Football breaks out.
I was just like, is it testing my... And then your son walks up to me and goes, been a minute. I go, I know. I haven't seen you in so long. And he's enormous.
Isn't he?
I'm just like, okay, you're tall.
So doesn't he look like a mid-20s-year-old man?
I don't know about that.
When he's dating a 21-year-old woman, he's only 17.
Is he dating her?
I don't know. I try not to ask.
You don't want to know.
Shut up! I'm like, you still talking to that girl? He's like, yeah. I'm like, shh. I slink out of the room.
Oh, God. But yeah.
But he looks like a man. I mean, he's a man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's got hair on his legs.
Oh, yeah. He's got hair on his legs. His chest, too.
Oh, well, I didn't see the chest last night.
Oh, you
night.
Didn't see the chest?
No.
Just stayed a little longer.
And then he was there with his football player pal, who's enormous. I felt like a delicate little flower.
Oh, Robbie.
Mm.
All big football player pals are named Robbie. Good
but,
times.
But yeah, there you go, NASCAR Dean. I hope you were impressed with my spiral.
Yeah, yeah. He threw one to me, too. You saw it. The bullet, man. I was like, Jesus Christ, man.
Give you a heart attack.
We're drinking beers. Just having
I know.
Fun.
I'm sitting here drinking a beer, and he's like, hey! And I'm like, okay. Football. Throw it back to my son. Okay.
Good times, though.
I guess he just travels with a football in his trunk. I don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the life expectancy in the U.S. dropped by 18 months in 2020, according to a report yesterday from the CDC. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, said the fall is the largest one-year drop since World War II.
That ain't good.
And brings U.S. life expectancy to 77.3 years. That's all you have left. So do the math on yourself. I mean, sometimes you go beyond that. My dad turned 80, so he's living on borrowed time, basically.
Yeah, right. It's the same for men and women. Did you say the men and women difference or just 77?
Let's see. I don't know if I have the men and women breakdown.
I know it's usually the women live a little bit longer.
I guess the deaths from COVID-19, like when you go back to World War II, is like how many deaths for the war. Took the life expectancy down because a lot of young guys died during the war.
Yeah.
So it was a death from COVID-19 and drug overdoses in 2020 were primarily the contributors to the decrease of our life expectancies.
Damn.
Hispanic Americans. This is the breakdown. So I saw the largest drop in life expectancy with a decrease of 3 years to 78.8 years. We were doing well before.
Mm-hmm.
90% caused by COVID-19, the Hispanic community.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know. Followed by Black Americans with a decrease of 2.9 years to 71.8 years. Wow. 59% caused by COVID-19. White Americans, life expectancy fell 1.2 years to 77.6, 68% caused by COVID-19.
So. You know, I heard Asian Americans, too, their life expectancy is down. They're only supposed to live to 109 now.
I know.
It was down. That was down from 113. Sad.
Yeah. What are all our years in Asian years?
Yeah.
White years is 77.6. That's like 110 in Asian years, right?
Something like that. Yeah, I think so. I think the math on that's right.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Asians, Tokyo Olympics, I guess the female soccer tournament started earlier, because tomorrow's the big opening ceremony, so it's going to be big. I mean, who knows what to expect out of this?
Right.
They don't even want it. Their citizens are like, what are we doing?
Because it's something they agreed 2 years ago, right? Because didn't I in 20 and 21 yesterday, I talked about how the Brisbane the Olympic 2032. So that's how far out in advance they're planning. Yeah. So I'm sure Tokyo was like, yeah, this would be great. Let's do it.
This
would
be fun. And, oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, the U.S. women's national soccer team played yesterday in the tournament and lost.
Oh, no.
To Sweden. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Swedish babes. Mm. Kicked our asses 3-0. Mm-hmm.
Wait, so how does
the American
work?
Squad is like favorite. I mean, they are like kicking ass. The last loss for the women's team for us, which had won 40 of the last 44 matches, their last loss came in January of 2019 against France.
Okay, so what does this mean for the Olympics? Now, it's how the double, triple elimination. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah. And plus, I think our team, the women's team, is the reigning World Cup champs. So, they're not out of the tournament yet.
Okay, all right, good.
The 12 qualifying teams are split into three groups, each working through a round-robin format. I think if you lose two, you're out.
Okay, double elimination. Got it.
Yeah, and that's in the opening stage. The U.S. plays New Zealand this Saturday at 7:30 a.m. Eastern. So if you want to get up at 4:30 to watch that game, not on a Saturday.
No, sir.
The men's national team failed to qualify for Tokyo. Sorry, fellas. You're not even going. And separately, the U.S. softball team won its first match, beating Italy 2-0. The early matches in softball and soccer precedes the opening ceremonies. Like I said, it happens tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time, so 4:30 here on NBC if you want to watch it. It'd be weird. Nobody in the stands? Not even locals.
Oh.
No.
Oh, I thought they weren't just letting travelers in, but they were like, oh.
No, the locals can't even go. It's good. I mean,
maybe that's the difference in playing soccer, too. Maybe it's like, I don't have that energy and that thing that you feed off of.
It just feels like a big practice.
Yeah.
Can't really take it seriously. Doesn't have the, oh, yeah.
Right.
Also, deadly floods, this time in China. At least 25 people are dead as record rainfall continues to drench China's Henan province. At least 12 victims perished after floodwaters breached a retaining wall near an underground railway tunnel.
Oh.
It's a bad place to put the retaining wall, or put a railway tunnel.
Right.
Leaving passengers trapped. So you're down there, and it's like the water's... What? Is that Universal? Where you're in the railway tunnel?
Mm-hmm.
And then they...
The tram?
Then they bring the water. It's like...
The big one.
It's the earthquake? Yeah, the big one?
Yeah.
They still have that?
Yep. I think so.
Remember you ride that thing, and
I
it's
do.
Like, oh, no, it's the earthquake, and then the water starts coming through, and you're right on the train?
Yeah.
Had to be like that.
Ugh. Times a million! It's real!
Oh, yeah. 500 passengers had to be rescued. Meteorologists say nearly a year's worth of rain fell in the province capital in 3 days. They're getting all the rain. We're getting none of it.
That's like, that reminds me of like when a guy hasn't had sex in a while and his first time out, you're just like, you know, just like, it's been a year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You got like a year's worth on you right there.
Sorry.
Been saving it.
I was pent up.
Oh my God.
A year's worth in one moment. My God.
You look like a Ghostbuster. Bette Midler, SNL creator Lorne Michaels, and Motown founder Berry Gordy headlined 2021 class of Kennedy Center Honors.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Who's don't getting
you?
The...
Don't you like to perform or something? Like is that the Kennedy Center, the president's?
I think so, but I never know what do you get the medal for? Like somebody
just
gets...
Being I don't know, you? It's like, you know, I look at your contributions to arts and everything else.
Okay.
I like you, Bette Midler. So she comes out there and she'll sing a song, or somebody will sing Bette Midler songs while she sits upstairs, you know, sits up in the balcony with the president.
Mm. Yeah.
But if you're Lorne Michaels, what are they going to do?
Have Mike Myers come out and do a Lorne Michaels impersonation.
Harvey Weinstein pleads not guilty to sexual assault charges in California.
Dude. Just take your medicine.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Good God.
Stop wasting everybody's time.
Right. I did it. I'm gross.
Yeah.
I'm gross.
Yeah. And I'm not familiar with this story about Maria Taylor. I guess she worked for ESPN. She departs the ESPN following disparaging remarks from fellow reporter Rachel Nichols. I don't know what Rachel said about Maria. But, yeah, Taylor's not going to join NBC to cover the Olympics. But she left based off what somebody said about her at work. What'd she say?
Oh, God, I gotta know.
That you would leave your job because old Rachel over here said something about you at work. Or gossip around the office. Disparaging remarks. I'm out of here. Or was she looking for an out?
That might be, too. Where it's like, I just got to get out of here.
And NBC was offering. She's like, I got a contract with ESPN. And it's like, Rachel, that bitch. I'm out of here.
But women, we're not leaving on bitch. That's not happening. It's yeah. almost like, was it Rachel?
Was no, her name's it... Rachel.
I know, but was it Rachel?
Oh, Rachel Nichols, they called her, because she was always making race jokes in the office. It's yeah. like, Rachel, settle down. Anybody know what she said? You looking it up, Eric?
I'm looking. There's a leaked video. Now, it looks like Maria Taylor's contract was up anyway.
Oh, okay.
So she just decided to leave. So
oh,
I'm trying to
not
find,
renew.
Yeah, it was a leaked video, and that's all I know. So I'm trying to find it right now and make sure the language is okay.
Who are, look, can I see these two women at least? Maybe we'll, there we go. So it might have been a racial thing. That you're like, you know what? I'm not going to work in a place that would allow something like that to be said.
I don't know which one's which.
I don't either.
Which one? I mean,
that's, Maria Taylor is on the left.
Oh, so she left, and then Rachel's on the right, the redhead.
Okay. Well, Rachel can't be talking. She's a redhead.
That's true.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you?
A redhead says something bad about you. Okay.
Whatever.
You're still redheaded.
Whatever, Ginger.
I don't care what you say about me. You'll always have red hair. All right, Eric's looking up the catch fight over at ESPN.
So curious.
Also, in science and tech news here on the treadmill here at 6:44 in the morning. I don't know what you'd use this for. Maybe, I guess, if you're out in the woods and you want to know if something's nearby, like an animal, like you can't see it. Maybe for hunters. That'd be kind of awesome.
Okay, what you got?
Actually, not for hunters, because this kind of takes out the game. You know what I mean? If you can actually sniff an animal... And you're like, okay, there's a deer, close yeah. by, downwind.
You're like an Indian.
Yeah, then you have, like, the skills. But this, I think it's an artificial intelligence thing. Nearby animals can be identified via air samples now by analyzing DNA shed by the organisms floating in the ambient atmosphere. So you basically just stick this thing in the air, turn it on. It's like, it'll tell you every animal that's in the area.
That could be spooky as hell, because you're just living, you're just like, oh, yeah, you're this like, is nice.
Let's see if this thing works. Grizzly bear.
Yeah, or you just look and they're all around you in trees and stuff, and you're just being watched. Yeah.
Looks like there's like 14 wolves here.
And you can't see any of them, and you're like,
yeah, okay.
Until you see a pair of eyes from the bush.
Yeah, I don't know what you'd use that for, but now we can do that.
Maybe a safe place to set up camp? I don't know. That's like, what was that thing? The pocket fisherman, where you could, I'm not ever sure what it did, but it was like, you can tell you what fish are in the water right below you.
No. Pocket fisherman was like a tiny fishing rod that folded up and you could put it in your pocket. And then you unfolded it, pocket fisherman. So it's like, oh.
You got a rod in your pocket?
Just in case you happen to be out by a body of water. Oh. Or like.
Is that a pond?
Thank God I got this one. Fish.
No, what was the thing that you could see? Like,
I didn't realize this was here.
Is something in the water where it's like, I can see the fish. That seems like cheating to me, too. Where you can see the fish in the water.
Fish radar?
Maybe that's detector? What it is. It sort of sounds like the same thing, only in water. Like, look at all the fish that are right below the boat right now.
Yeah, we had one of those when I was ice fishing. We're sitting in there drinking beers in the tent or wherever the hell it is, the hut. Three holes in the ice, and we had this radar down in there. So we're just basically looking at the radar and going, there they are. It's like watching a video game.
Right. That seems like cheating. I mean, you're not in a competition, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's ice fishing. It's a hole. It's like really casting. You're just kind of dropping it down the ice. You're like, let's just sit here till we get... Want another beer? Yeah, sure. Something to watch.
I guess.
Did you find out, Eric, what the girls were arguing about?
Yeah, it's. I mean, you can't really hear the audio. It's not great. It sounds like this.
I'm trying to figure out like how to just, you know, my thing is that I think I wish Taylor all the success in the world. She covered football. She covered basketball. If you need to give her more things to do because you're feeling pressure about your like, crappy one-time record anniversary, which, by the way, I myself like know personally from the female side of it, like go for it.
Okay, so it is racial.
What?
If you find if she's here because you feel the pressure because you need to add diversity, well then give her more.
Insinuating that the only reason
she would earn more
time on air was because of the color of her skin. That's what people are upset about. The quote was, I wish Maria Taylor all the success in the world. She covers football. She covers basketball. If you need to give her more things to do because you're feeling pressure about your crappy longtime record on diversity, which, by the way, I know personally from the female side of it, like, go for it. Just find it somewhere else. You're not going to find it from me or taking my thing away.
Oh, so maybe they were going to give her, you know, like, oh, we're going to have Maria do that. And
right.
She's like, But find something else for her to do.
Right. It's like, she'll take my job.
Right. Because you feel pressure to add diversity. Because
you guys have sucked for so long with diversity. Doesn't seem like it's really a catfight. It seems like it's a bigger issue.
It does seem like
it's more Yeah, I mean, that's part of 2 minutes and 52 seconds of her just ragging on her.
Oh,
in
really?
General terms.
Oh, and then yeah. Whoever... She rag, and then went, listen, I wish her all the success in the world.
That's all like, the part we heard, yeah.
Do you?
But whoever she's talking to, the male, might be a producer or something, he says, between Black Lives Matter and Me Too movement, I got nothing left.
Are you freaking kidding me?
What is that?
I got nothing left.
Oh, my God.
Is he still working there? Or whoever that guy was?
I don't see anybody fired.
Probably.
I just see that she left, Maria.
Wow.
Yeah, probably smart.
Well, she'll be over at NBC covering the Olympics, so good luck. Even, yeah, they sent her to cover the Olympics? It'd be worse.
Why?
I mean, as far as, like, they're worried about in Tokyo about the whole Delta variant, everything else going on, it's like, oh, send you to cover the Olympics.
Send her to Japan.
Like, no, I'll stay here.
I'll report from here.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in science and tech, surgeons successfully complete the first transplant of a total artificial heart in North America. The dual chamber mimics the human heart and runs on external power.
External. So now I got an extension cord coming out of me?
Or is it a big solar panel on your hat?
What if I live in Seattle?
you don't live in Seattle.
Yeah, you can't live in Seattle.
You gotta move.
Going to Hawaii.
And the U.S. stock markets climb for second consecutive day on strong corporate earnings. All right.
Yeah.
Everybody's making money.
Cool.
All right, we got to get some traffic. What's going on, Aki?
Back to traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
If you celebrate your birthday today on Thursday, July 22nd, you celebrate with the following famous people. You got Selena Gomez turning 29.
Can't keep my hands to myself.
Also, David Spade, friend of the show, turning 57 years old. John Leguizamo, also turning 57, shares a birthday with David. Emily Saylors, you know her from Indigo Girls?
Of course I do.
She's turning 58. Keith Sweat is turning 60.
Here we go. That's some belly rubbing music.
The Green Goblin and Spider-Man and Sergeant Elias in Platoon. Willem Dafoe.
There we go.
Not William, it's Willem.
Willem.
He's 66 years old. Don Henley from the Eagles, 74. I guess this guy's famous quote from a movie is, I'm getting too old for this S.
Danny Glover.
Danny Glover's turning 75. Parliament Funkadelic. George Clinton is turning 80. I'm a World War II vet and a retired U.S. Senator.
Bob Dole.
Bob Dole. Yes, Bob Dole is 98. Good job. 98 years old. Today's hammock day.
Mmm.
Hammocks, overrated?
Yeah.
For sex, yes.
Oh.
Hammock sex is not that great.
No, no. It's just an injury waiting to happen.
Yeah, don't try that at home.
Mm-mm.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back. We're hiding you, Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles. Heidi and Frank Show. You can always call us, 818-955-2955. Or you can always text the show as well. Text HF and then your questions or comments to 68683. Those listening in the 6 o'clock hour have now text the show. And I've just now turned the machine on.
Okay.
Had to charge up a bit.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Heidi got a couple of votes for who's going to hell with Cox. What a prick.
Yeah.
Got two votes for who's going to hell, but weren't taking them today. You might have won. Instead of Eric.
Yeah, his was pretty good, too. I'm not mad at that. I'm mad when one of you wins and didn't deserve it.
Yeah, you had a porcupine animal abuse story. I think Eric had some animals, dogs, and stuff.
26 different crimes, Frank.
Listen to this.
Oh, no.
818 checking in. You guys should know that animal abusers get off and get inspired by hearing animal abuse stories on the radio. You're encouraging more abuse. Shame on you. What? How would you even know that? Unless you're smacking your cat around right now.
We're not encouraging it. We said they're going to hell.
Yeah, it's who's going to hell. The worst stories on the planet. You're a horrible person. But this person seems to know what animal abusers are into. We have that kind of influence, Heidi. You just mentioned the fact that someone beat a porcupine with a baton and animal abusers are just out there just smacking animals right now, left and right.
Well, that's sort of...
look at the power we wield.
The antithesis of what I want to do in life with animals, meaning that I rescue them and save them on a daily basis.
Right.
My bad.
I refuse to believe that what we say influences anybody because we've told people to get vaccinated. Look how that's going.
No, it's not.
So, don't give us that much credit. Please.
We're used to not getting any credit, and that's our comfort zone.
Yeah. Don't give yourself that much credit of knowing what animal abusers are into.
That's
and listen
normal.
To radio. To
yeah.
Go beat a porcupine to death. Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, someone's talking about the women's soccer team that lost 3-0 to Sweden in the opening round of the tournament in the Olympics. Says, guess they should have stood for the national anthem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they didn't. I mean, I wasn't up watching it. It was early in the morning or something.
Yeah. Not straight on soccer, ladies.
That was the story that they do.
Yeah, they took a knee during the national anthem. I mean, it's like if you're fighting in your household and you're about to go out into public, it's like, all right, put on your happy faces. No more of this. And you go out into public and you put a happy face on.
Right.
If you want to do that stuff here in America, that's fine. Like, that's what we're doing. But you don't need to spread it around to the world and, oh, we got problems in America. No, keep that here in-house.
Right. You're like, this is inside the car. Once we get inside the restaurant, we're smiling.
And we're smiling.
And we're sharing a bunch
of... We're having a good time!
Just like my mom used to do. You goddamn kids are driving me! Hello? Hi!
Yeah, exactly.
We're
phone
good.
Rings.
How are you? Yeah. Oh, good, good. Yeah.
You're arguing.
Uh-huh. Friday's free.
Now, goddamn it, they're going to be here in 20 minutes. Ding dong. Oh, no. Straighten up.
It's just like that if your house was made of glass. Everyone can see us arguing. It's not some big secret that America is in turmoil.
That's because we got the windows open.
America's
arguing.
That couple that doesn't mind arguing in front of everybody else. America's me and Carmen.
Oh, God. Oh, God, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, see how it's like, can't you guys just do this at home? Please? Do you have to do it in front of us all the time?
You know I don't like confrontation.
Why do you think I moved out of your basement?
Because you couldn't sleep?
I've never heard the C word used so many times from her.
I know. I was like... Little did you know, I loved it.
No, that's what he likes. That's his love language.
Oh, my God.
Call me in again.
Oh, yeah.
40%.
Oh, man.
Oh, the Olympics. Yeah. Yeah, something else pissed me off about the Olympics. a Paralympian had to quit because, I guess, you know, with Tokyo, the pandemic, and 80% of the people in Japan don't even want the Olympics. They're like, what are we doing? We're flying people from all over the world into our country. As everything's going on, everything's getting kind of worse.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Let's just cancel it. But there's, I think it's worth $26 billion. They're like, we have to, you know, we have to do something.
Yeah.
But, so they're very strict on the rules. Like, I mean, no fans, not even local fans. Nobody else. It's strictly athletes.
Not even ceiling fans. They're not taking any chances.
And required personnel. But there's a Paralympian. She's a swimmer, and she's deaf and blind. And so she wanted to bring her, you know, her assistant along. She's deaf and blind, and her assistant is her mother. That's, her personal care assistant.
That should be fine.
Has probably been with her since the beginning when she first got into the pool and became a Paralympian. Her mother was always there and just, you know, guides her around, makes sure she's fine. Deaf and blind. They said, no, you can't bring your mom, your personal assistant. So she's like, then I can't go. I mean,
I'm blind and deaf. I need
in
help.
In a foreign country, what am I supposed to do? They're like, no, you can't bring her. So Becca Myers, which I'm sure she'll be like, you know, getting endorsements and crazy stuff now because it's like, this is ridiculous, I guess.
And what would those endorsements be? 800. No, I'm kidding. Joking. Totally joking.
I'm curious now. You threw it out there. 818-955-2955. What are the endorsements Becca Myers is going to get? The deaf and blind swimmer. Now, she was permitted since 2017 by the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee to bring her mother to international competition.
So what changed that? COVID?
COVID. Yeah, we got strict rules and we're only doing athletes and, you know, required personnel.
Aren't we testing people? I mean,
personal care assistants, including Meyer's mom, are not permitted to travel to Japan. It says there remain no exceptions to late additions to our delegation list other than the athletes and essential operational personnel.
She's essential.
I know.
Her
I'm deaf
daughter's
and blind.
Blind and yes, she's essential.
No, there's going to be one dedicated personal care assistant for the 34-person U.S. Paralympic swim team.
Yeah, how does that work out in classrooms?
Can you imagine being
one person for 34 yeah, kids?
The one lifeguard for 34 Paralympians.
And you don't necessarily know which one's blind and deaf? Think about that.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, Becca's like,
that's ridiculous.
Heartbroken to share that I'm withdrawing from the Tokyo Paralympic Games.
All that work.
Yeah, all that work.
That's ridiculous. Shame on you, Olympic Committee.
Guess I'll stay home and just play pinball.
Oh, they have pinball machines. There you go. No, she couldn't.
Water sticks?
Oh. Do those exist?
So let me ask you this then. Is Jill Biden an essential person to be at the Olympics?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I don't see why.
She's going.
I don't see why she would.
Becca's mom can't go, who's been her personal caregiver.
If I'm Jill Biden, I hear the story and I go, you know what? She can take my spot.
No, Jill, how about you take her mom's spot?
That's what I'm saying.
You lead her around.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I think you have to be trained for that.
Maybe.
I think you just jump in and how would you?
Jill's just like, hold on to my belt loop, okay?
You just pretend like we're in prison.
Yeah.
Does it to Joe every day.
Yeah. She's used to that. Hold on to my belt loop, Joe.
We're at the grocery store, and I don't want to lose you.
Yeah. Last time you wandered off, took me an extra 30 minutes just to find you.
Oh, my God. And you were in the cereal aisle wanting to get Cocoa Krispies. Joe, that's not a food for you. We got to get the Wheaties.
Caught you petting cantaloupe, thinking they were kids' heads.
Smelling them.
It's like, you smell like honeydew. What's your name, little girl? No, that's... Get over here, Joe.
Oh, God.
Yeah, First Lady Jill Biden arrived in Tokyo on today to begin a busy trip in which she will head the U.S. delegation at the opening ceremonies. Come on, Jill. If she knew about Becca Myers, I don't know what you think she'd do. She'd be like, okay, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, she would. I think she would speak up.
Biden also plans to host several Olympic events What? She'll also attend a meeting with Japanese Emperor Naruhito, as well as dinner with Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and his wife, Marika.
Hmm.
President Joe Biden's not planning to attend the games. But they'll tell him he's there.
Yeah. He goes, take him to a local park and watch some kids play soccer. He's like, yeah, this is game two.
Exactly.
U.S. versus Russia.
The estimated cost of the Summer Olympics is $26 billion. I mentioned that, which is mostly why Japan's pushing forward. 80% of the population not wanting the games to happen due to the pandemic.
80%? Mm-hmm. Oh.
Well, it's partially because the country has lagged on vaccinations itself. It says 21% of the population in Japan has been fully vaccinated. 21%.
That's way lower than here.
Yeah, we're currently at 48%. I mean, to be fully vaccinated.
Hmm.
Just the cost of COVID-19 countermeasures alone cost $900 million. I guess when you're putting a number like that on the COVID-19 countermeasures, like whatever, that's a lot of hand sanitizer and disposable mask boxes spread out.
Right. It is funny, though.
Now it's business, so then that's where you get the people who are like, I don't know. It's like, is it a real thing? Because if I'm in the mask business, I'm going to be like, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, you want to keep selling.
We got Delta. Now we got Lambda.
No, what? Are you joking?
I wish I was, Heidi. We got Lambda. We got the Omega Mu.
What about the Tridelts?
Tridelts. I mean, why are we naming this after sororities? Actually, that was a joke that we found in the printer.
Want a Sluggos?
I'm not sure that was a joke, Frank.
What?
Sometimes other radio stations accidentally print to our printer.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I print to other printers in the building on accident as well. And it just said, the Lambda variant is here. Maybe a fun discussion. Why do they keep naming these after sororities? It didn't say rimshot or joke or laugh. I mean, it seemed like let's open up the phones and ask people why we're naming these things after sororities.
That sounds like a Keith.
Yeah.
Mm. That sounds like a Keith tip.
Yeah. A Lambda. Hmm.
It also sounds like a different station here at the station.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You know which one.
Yeah.
Japan is losing more than $15 billion because they've had to ban spectators. So they're just out. That's why they don't want to do it. 11,000 athletes from 205 countries and territories plan to participate.
Well, yeah, because the whole reason you want to host the Olympics is because you know it's going to bring a lot of money into your country. There's going to be hotel stays, and people are going to be packing bars and restaurants.
Not this time.
Right. So they're like, all this for not even making any money back on it?
Around 5,000 medals are up for grabs across 50 disciplines and 33 sports.
Hmm.
What is the difference?
A discipline would be like
name a discipline that's in the Olympics.
Karate?
Not considered a sport. Is that true, Eric?
Isn't it a condition?
Yeah, I would say that's probably a discipline.
A discipline, yeah.
So 50 disciplines, 33 sports.
So is like taekwondo or jiu-jitsu or...
Not taekwondo.
That's like fight dancing.
Oh.
I'm a black belt. A third degree black belt.
Are you kidding me,
really? In Taekwondo, if that tells you.
Whoa, so macho.
Oh, man.
Hmm. So it's like those are disciplines.
Ribbon dancing? Isn't that a thing where they just dance around, they twirl a ribbon? Is that a discipline? That's not a sport.
It's not a sport.
So it'd be a discipline?
I guess so, yeah.
Eric's looking it up. Jimmy wants to call about the endorsement. Jimmy.
Yeah, I was thinking sit and sleep would be a good endorsement for her. Who sleeps more peacefully than a deaf person?
Deaf and blind.
Deaf and blind.
Lights
person.
Not bothering you, sounds aren't bothering you.
Yeah, how do deaf
Yeah, or maybe even Ambien, who knows?
Have a circadian clock, you know, a circadian. I mean, they don't know when it's light, and they can't hear when you're supposed to get up. So what about their internal clock makes
that.
Them wake up?
I saw a commercial about that. I think there's something you can take for it, because it shows like a blind
Wouldn't
guy.
You just wake up like 2 a.m., but you have no idea it's 2 a.m. because you're blind and deaf? You're like, Mom, breakfast.
Yeah,
it's 2 a.m., Becca.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know that?
That's why she needs her helper to let her know it's 2 a.m. or however you tell her that. How the hell do you communicate? Just with apps?
I don't know. It's an interesting story. I'm sure we'll get to know her. There'll probably be some documentary
done on
her. Oh, there
has to be. Her. That's fascinating. How do you communicate?
She had to leave the Olympics because she wouldn't allow her mom there. Hello, Ruben.
How's it going?
Do you have an endorsement for Becca Myers?
Yeah, mine was ZQL.
ZQL, right.
Okay, ZQL. Okay. Coma Ted has an endorsement for... Coma Ted was there last night at Numero. Hey,
yeah.
Coma.
It was fun. I got lens crafters. We'll make you blind in about an hour.
Oh. Well, he's still hungover from last night.
Yeah, he's still hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah, two sports are making the comeback this year. Back in 2008, baseball and softball were part of the Olympics and then dropped out. Now it's back. Baseball and softball. I guess the women's softball team won yesterday over Italy 2-0. Moving on in that tournament. And four new sports are making the Olympic debut. Karate. Discipline.
Discipline.
Sport climbing. It's got to be a sport that has sport in it.
I guess so. Hmm. Was it a race?
Surfing. That's a sport.
I guess it's a sport, yeah.
Right. Skateboarding. Sport?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Eric, did you look it up? What's the difference between a discipline and a sport?
Here's what the official Olympics website says, and I don't really know how to translate this. A sport is that which is governed by an international federation.
Okay.
Okay, so you would have a soccer federation that mm-hmm. would oversee the rules and regulations.
Do you have sport climbing federation?
I think they do.
A discipline is a branch of a sport comprising one or more events. A branch of a sport is a discipline. Explain that.
So is that track and field?
I don't know.
The sport's the sport.
It's track and field, but you're doing the long jump.
The sport
That's the
is...
discipline of the sport.
Okay, how about this?
Shot put?
And then there's events. You didn't even mention events. An event is a competition in a sport or discipline that gives rise to the ranking. So, thus, skiing is a sport.
Okay.
While cross-country skiing, alpine skiing, snowboarding, ski jumping, and Nordic combined are disciplines. They're spin-offs of the overarching skiing.
Hmm.
Oh, okay. So snowboarding is not a sport.
It's a discipline.
I guess so. Alpine skiing
no
is a
sense.
Discipline, while the Super G, giant slalom, and combined are events. Thanks, Olympics.com.
Yeah.
You sure are helpful. Here's the thing. None of us in this room will ever have to worry about knowing it, because I don't think we're ever going to be Olympians. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Oh, I'm not doing it because I think I'm going to be an Olympian someday. I just want to do it so at a dinner party I can explain this to people.
Actually, disciplines are...
You know what? Did you know snowboarding is not a sport?
It's a giant slalom. Actually, that's an event.
All right, as long as you're going downhill on two pieces of wood, it's a sport. But one bigger piece, fatter piece of wood, it's not.
Stupid.
But we're still doing the same thing, getting to the same point at the same bottom of the hill.
That's so dumb.
I don't get it.
No. Nope.
Never will.
Hmm.
One country pulled out of the Olympics due to the pandemic. Who do you think it was? They're like, you know what? We care about our people too much.
I'm going to go with North Korea.
Ding, North Korea.
They care so much about their people.
Yeah.
They let them starve to death while the great supreme leader gets fatter and fatter. Where's all the food going in North Korea? Have we checked supreme leader's pantry?
I think Google Map or something like satellite caught Kim Jong Il, or no, it was his dad. Kim Jong-un on his yacht on a water slide.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, nobody needs to see that. It's just going to look like a bowl of dough rising.
I thought he lost weight, though. I thought he was like, he's in the hospital, he's lost some weight. Or might be a different guy. Who knows? Might be his sister.
Yeah. No, his sister's hot. Remember we looked her up?
Yeah, she wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
It's not just a water slide. He's got a floating amusement park, so he doesn't have to deal with COVID.
So
he could just go out there in the middle of the sea.
You have a picture of it? Look
it
up, Johnny.
And none of his people see this, right? Because they only can see the propaganda from North Korea. And if we don't have anything, if you are starving, it's because of evil Americans.
Right, right.
And I'm trying
to... Death to America.
Correct. So they don't see any of this. Well, they need to see this. Come on, South Korea.
This is the slogan of North Korea and the women's soccer team.
How does South Korea not tell North Korea, like, you guys, it's great down here. Come on.
No, they don't get along. They're not talking. South Korea, North Korea.
There's got to be some people from North Korea that fled, and now they're in South Korea, and they've still got family and friends. They're like, you guys, I'm
telling
you.
Getting word back, like, you know, writing on a paper airplane, throwing it across.
It's nice here. You got to get out.
Yep. They do that stuff all the time, I think. Dropping, like, flyers, how great stuff is.
Mm-hmm. Like, look, this is us, just 5 miles away from where you are right now. It's amazing.
Yeah. Why isn't El Pollo Loco just drone some chicken in?
Oh. That's a yacht?
That's...
It's a floating amusement park.
So he can just go and have fun.
And not deal with the outbreaks and the starvation, by the way, which he blamed on his officials. Yes. Hey, it's all their fault.
Starvation is such a bummer, but I'm trying to get a, you know, a tan.
Yeah. Hang on. I got to call you back. I'm getting ready to go down the roller coaster right now.
Throughout summer Olympic history, medals throughout history, who's got the most?
I'm going to say Russia.
Yeah. What do you say, Johnny?
U.S.
The USA.
Of course.
Yes, 2,523 summer Olympic medals throughout history, and that's more than any other country.
Nice.
Yeah, take that.
I guess Russia's better in the winter ones. I didn't think that through. Yet.
Yeah, the events were most likely and least likely to watch. Judo, probably going to miss that.
I think it's always tough to watch something that you don't understand. Where you're like, oh, wait, was that he just got a point? What did he get a point for?
Yeah.
Oh, he stepped back
with
his left
foot. Like when you watch cricket, like, what the hell's going on here?
No idea.
Rugby, I kind of get what's going on, but I'm like, okay, it looks like that was a penalty flag or something. They can do that? All right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's hard to follow.
Yeah, we'll get to have more coverage about that when we come back after some traffic. What's going on, Aki?
It's just funny every morning.
It's consistently good.
I'll drink to that.
It's the Heidi and Frank Show.
Now. On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank Show. Tomorrow's the opening ceremonies for the Olympics. I'm excited about it. People who do like the Olympics were asked to name the events they're most excited for. So the five events we're most likely to watch. But are we most likely to watch it because that's the ones that the NBC tells us to watch? It's like, oh, look, swimming's on again.
Yeah, they're going to show us the ones that they know they're going to get the biggest ratings.
More swimming? And again.
Yeah, but this time it's the 50 meter.
Mm. Yeah, at some point you just get sick of swimming.
Diving, maybe?
Watching people swim.
Diving? Waiting for a belly flop?
Actually, diving is, yeah, up there. It's in the top five.
Because it's easy to understand.
You're waiting for someone to bash their head on the board.
It's easy to understand. You know, that's why I said when you're watching something, you're like, how do they win now? Or what? How do I? But this is sort of, there it is.
Right, because diving's all based on splash.
It's like, the less splash, yes.
No splash.
And the keeping of the legs.
It's
and
like the swish.
The pointed toes and
nothing
all that.
But no splash.
Yeah. Drop, little drops.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you jumped on a diving board?
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you can't even have diving boards anymore here in California. But I think if you are looking for a home to buy and it has an old diving board.
Right.
It's grandfathered in. You don't have. Or maybe if you buy it. They make
you take it down?
I don't know. But there's some still have the old diving board.
At the public pool, they still have them. And it makes you feel like a child. The second you start to walk up the ladder. And there's children everywhere because they love the diving board. But I went on the high one, and I got giddy, and there was something.
Nervous?
Oh, so nervous I did, and then I belly flopped, and I could.
Would you try to? Yeah. Do you try to dive?
No, I just didn't know. It's been so long. There's no muscle memory there, so I sprung, jumped, and then I go, oh no, this is not going well. Splash! And under the water, I hear all the kids go, oh,
oh yeah.
It's bad when you can hear that underwater.
Ooh,
ooh. Wow.
I come up to the surface. I spend as long under the water as I can, just sitting there like Ferris Bueller under the water. Just
saying, oh, God.
Finally, I come up. My wife is...
Yeah. And you had another booger slug out of your nose. Like, oh, my God, stop it.
It was the pressure from the water when you hit. I'd probably just toothpick in. If I'm going off the high dive, I could dive off the regular board.
You wouldn't dive head first?
No way.
Did you ever do that back in the day when you were a kid?
Of course I did.
Just diving off head first?
Of course I
did. Do any flips off of it?
No. I could never flip. I could never flip in a pool as often as I swam. I never could flip.
Yeah.
Like the gainers and all that, half gainer, all that stuff. Cannonball I would do. Yeah, but I would probably toothpick off a high dive right now.
The old flipping, yeah. My timing was always off. I really wish it was like switched up with my sexual rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the flipping on the diving board, I always pull out early.
Yeah, well, because you lose your confidence.
And then it's like, smack! Oh, yeah. But I waited one more, just a half a second longer, I'd have been, no splash.
Right.
But no.
Yeah, I couldn't get it either. It was always, or like the back dive, when you're like, okay, we're going to back.
You're back diving off the high dive?
No, just into the pool from the ground, you know, and that was always made me nervous, too.
I've never seen those guys. It's like somebody get up there, and it's like, oh, like somebody's dad. I remember being a little kid and seeing someone's dad get up there. Like, boing, boing, and we're all kids just waiting for him just to do exactly what you did, Eric. So really, you did the kids a favor.
You made memories for them. They're like, dude, remember? Okay, remember
that guy?
He looked young, but he was old. Like, remember that guy? He, like, was really pale.
Oh, I was so humiliated because I was showing my daughter, like, hey, watch Daddy. And she goes, go up the big one, Daddy. And you're like, oh, no problem, I will. Yeah, I got this. Oh. Watch this.
It's easily been 30 years for me.
Yeah,
easily, since I've been on a diving
board. This wasn't at a pool or a diving board. This was like at a strip mine. So I had like the cliff, and there's the water, the reservoir, you know, where they stopped the mining.
Mm-hmm.
This is back in Indiana. It starts to slightly rain, and me and like four of my buddies are out there. We're jumping off this cliff into the reservoir below. It's probably 35, 40 feet.
Oh, no, hell no. I'm not doing that.
Oh, but it was fantastic.
How do you know how deep the water is? How do you know you're going to get paralyzed? Because
it's a strip mine. There's nothing in there. There's no rocks. It's like,
is the water deep enough?
They dug it out to get out the ore, and then they just, that's where we stopped, so we didn't fill it back up. They kind of keep moving it.
Yeah.
Stripping it, strip mine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it started to rain a little bit. We're still, so now it's like really cool because it's raining, and we're swimming, we're diving in the air. And my buddy Drew, he's backs up, and he's running to the edge.
Good
plants that foot. It turned into mud a little bit. His feet go out. So he goes off this 40-foot cliff with basically flat, looking up, and lands on his back. So we're standing, we're looking over. Lands on his back. Bam! He didn't even go under.
He
didn't go under. He just rolled over on the water. And we're like, oh, you okay, man? He comes back up, and he has a bruise on every vertebra. Like, you can see the dots on his back where he hit. Boom!
Oh, my God.
It's the funniest thing. There's nothing better than watch people just smack flat on their backs.
Did he jump again that day, or was that it for him?
I think we went home after that. Just rolled over. Didn't even go under.
And that's what we're hoping we see during the diving portion the Olympics.
That's why we watch diving.
Yeah.
Hoping for Drew on the high dive. The high platform.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, swimming is like the number one thing we're all going to watch. Artistic gymnastics. That's the, this is the athletic ones. Like balance beam, vault.
Oh, right. So the other, that's the always, artistic is floor routine, right? I guess.
No, artistic is the balance beam.
Oh.
The rhythmic gymnastics is the.
Floor routines.
Yeah, floor routine, ribbon dancing, all that good stuff.
Okay.
We like watching beach volleyball. Oh, yeah, beach volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Hope Brazil's women's team's back in it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Also, basketball. The rest of the top 10 are, then there's rhythmic gymnastics, boxing, track and field, baseball, and synchronized swimming.
Mm.
You like the synchronized swimming?
Not really.
The poll also looks at the events we don't care about. The ones we least likely to watch include handball, water polo, field hockey, judo, ping pong.
Oh, ping pong I think is fun to watch.
Sailing.
Oh, that's one you just like, how do I know who's in the lead? They're all out there.
Yeah.
No, wait, he's in the lead. No, but he's not in the lead because he's actually, that
Three
other guy's in the lead.
Behind that guy.
No, I can't.
Rugby.
The Again, we just don't understand.
Pentathlon. What the hell's a pentathlon?
Well, I know it's five somethings. A triathlon is swimming, running, biking, so then add two more. What would that be?
Canoeing and badminton.
Oh, I meant you. Okay, gotcha.
I don't know if that's part of the pentathlon, but no, canoeing is in the Olympics.
That probably should.
I mean, I thought there was like the kayak. I've seen where they got to like go around the poles that are hanging from sticks or whatever, from strings, and you got to do a slalom. It's pretty technical. It's like, what the hell? How's that guy doing that?
Yeah.
But just canoeing? Canoeing with your wife. That should be an Olympic event.
Yeah.
Anybody who makes it to the end gets a gold medal.
And
without,
anybody who gets and is still dry
with an oar. Oh, yeah.
You've not tipped over. Once you tip, you're over. You're out.
You're out. Once you tip, you're out. Mm-hmm. What is a pentathlon, Eric?
Did you say it's one of the least watched?
Yeah.
When I tell you about this, we're all going to watch the pentathlon. All this right. can't be real. This sounds like a get the fake out.
Okay, good.
I'm telling you, this will be our favorite event at the Olympics from now and forever. Ready? Uh-huh. It's five different events. Mm-hmm. They start off by fencing each other with swords.
Oh.
Then they hop in a pool and swim 200 meters. Then they get on a horse and jump. Then they shoot at each other with pistols. And then they go cross-country running.
What? Yeah, I wouldn't do any of those back-to-back in a year.
That's fantastic.
Now they're just going, all right, take off my fencing uniform, dive in the pool.
Right, so... Okay. Are they fencing while standing on the pool, like, you know, where they get to dive in? They're like fencing each other.
I think they're score. Separate.
And then you get in.
I don't know if they shoot the pistols at each other. I would assume they're shooting at targets. But yeah, fencing, then freestyle swimming, then equestrian show jumping, and then the final event combines pistol shooting and cross country running. Oh, that's where they run, and they've got guns, I think, and they have to shoot while they're running.
In the Winter Olympics, they have that too, where they're cross country skiing and they got a rifle on their back.
Yes, exactly.
They stop and go ding, 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 ding.
Exactly.
It's like,
oh my
wow,
God.
It's the Russian sniper competition.
This is the greatest event of all time. This is the event. This should be the only Olympic sport.
Just right. air this. I'm in.
Yeah, just combine all of them to find the ultimate athlete. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of them. And that is what did Bruce Jenner win?
Decathlon.
The decathlons. That's 10 events. 10 track and field events. This is great. Yes, look at your NBC listings. I'm sure it's on their website, Olympic coverage, when the pentathlon's happening.
Yeah.
You'll have to watch that. That's your homework for the Olympics, to watch that so we can talk about it. basketball, like it was in the top five, one of the things we want to watch. And there's a Chinese teenager right now going viral. Both of her parents were pro basketball players. And she's 14, so she's in the under 15 league. And why is she making the rounds virally? Well, in the last tournament she played in, last game, she scored 42 points, grabbed 25 rebounds.
Damn.
In the under 15s game. Her name is Zhang Ziyu. She's a basketball sensation. And 14 years old.
How tall?
Oh, she's 14 years old and 7'5".
Frank, no.
Yeah, get a picture of Zhao Zizhang, because she doesn't look like the happiest girl. Because what? She's standing there with a bunch of other under 15s, and she's just like,
this is probably
7'5".
A picture of me like in sixth grade when you're all the girls like sprout before the guys do, so, and I'm tall anyway, and then it's like.
They actually have footage great. Of her playing. It's a little ridiculous. There she is.
Oh my God! What? She has a pituitary gland.
You
issue.
Think? Well, both of her parents were pro basketball players,
so she's just tall.
They were both tall. I mean, in comparison, Yao Ming, the the Chinese basketball player, played in the NBA for the Houston Rockets. He's 7'6".
See, now I feel like
she's
maybe
an inch shorter at 14.
Maybe we move her up a category.
Well, Heidi, you can't do that. I mean, technically, she's under 15.
I would feel like, though, even if I'm her, I'm like, can I play against some people who are maybe my height?
Maybe she should just join the NBA.
Right.
I mean, she's 7'5". She can block some shots. Put her in the middle.
Yeah.
You're the first woman who's playing in the men's league. Why not?
14.
But look at her face. I mean, she doesn't look like the happiest little girl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got to be tough to be 7'5" in the seventh grade.
Is she done? She hasn't even, is that it? She's going to get taller. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if she's still growing. Probably.
You're still growing. You're in the seventh. Yes, of course.
I guess so.
Oh, Frank.
25 rebounds, 6 block shots.
Well, yes, of course. That's what I'm saying. It's not even a challenge.
It's not really fair.
It's not.
But, I mean... Look at that. They're letting guys play women's sports if they want to be women. Same kind of, not the same kind of, but kind of. It's like, okay, there's somebody who has something special about them. It's not like everybody else here, so maybe that person should go join a different league.
One of these things. Well, it's like the kid. Other.
It was like my son. I put him in mixed martial arts class, jiu-jitsu and stuff, boxing, everything. And so back when we started that, he was, I think 11 or 12. And so he was in the kid's class. And he gets in there, and there's a kid like Eric. He's got the, you know, third-degree black belt. He's been there a long time. He's the sensei's child.
Uh-huh.
My son gets there in his gi and his white belt, you know. Doesn't know anything about it and just beats this kid's ass. The kid quit after that.
You're allowed to put hands on?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a mixed martial arts class. I mean, not like beat his ass where it's like, oh, my God. Yeah. But, I mean, this, if you were a black belt and you, from 5 years old
and you have
on,
a white belt coming.
And this kid just comes into class. And then he would proceed to beat every kid in the class. And so they moved him up to the adult class so adults could beat him.
Well, see, I think...
So, I mean, he was young, but he was just... Kids were getting discouraged.
It wasn't a challenge, yeah. It's like this girl.
They put him in the adult class. And the adult's like, my God, he's a lot stronger than he looks.
Okay, we just got...
We're watching Zhao Xing play now.
We just watched tip-off.
Yeah, why even have a jump ball
jump
with
ball.
Her?
She didn't jump.
She just went.
She doesn't jump.
She doesn't need to. She puts her hands up. She's at the goal already.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, she traveled there. That was a little traveling there.
There's a block shot right there. Bring it in here. It's like when you're the uncle playing with your little nephew.
Exactly.
Boom. Get smacking it out of here.
Oh, my God.
It's my house.
Not in my house.
Not in my house. I wonder what her voice sounds like. We don't know. I wonder if it's like that. Where she's like, yeah, no, I mean, like playing my parents are basketball players.
It's probably kind of low.
I think I'm still growing.
That's tough.
Do you think the other team, when they're trying to figure out who's going to do tip-off, it's just decided by, not it.
Yeah. Well, can we, as the coach is like, okay, who is actually the tallest? What are we, I mean, that's what we're going to do.
All right.
5'7", you're up.
Everybody just go over to the other side.
You get on her shoulders. Get on her shoulders.
Just hand her the ball.
Yeah. Oh, what a rough.
Yeah, the other team has
go.
Two kids on stacked on top of one uniform like little rascals, the player.
Hi, my name's Froggy. I'm here for tip off.
Okay.
Alfalfa's underneath him. You see him in the pants up to his neck. Darla's a cheerleader. My God. Let's get some traffic, Aki. What's going on? Keep your eyes on the road,
you hand upon the wheel. Thank you very much, Aki Kitayama, with a brief traffic update sponsored by injury attorney Superwoman, superlawyer.com. Got a crash in Hollywood, 101 northbound at Alvarado. They're moving to the right-hand shoulder. Traffic just very light, though, on the northbound side, so not much of a backup. And then in Long Beach, watch out for an accident on the ramp from the 710 southbound onto the 91 westbound. Now, it's on the right-hand shoulder of the ramp, but the reports say there's a little bit of swing on that transition. Had a crash in Pasadena, 210 westbound before Rosemead Boulevard. That's cleared. Delays from Myrtle Avenue are thinning out. And then CHP working on a crash down in Anaheim, 5 southbound at Euclid Street. The carpooling blocked by the crash here jammed up starting at the 91 freeway. Got a vehicle stolen in Tustin on the 5 southbound past Red Hill Avenue. It's sitting in the center divider. Stop and go drive right now from the 22 and the 57. When it comes to car accidents, insurance companies will try anything to deny your claim. Injury attorney Marianne Parman's number one priority is to fight for you. Call her, 800-800-6916. That's 800-800-6916. Or visit superwomansuperlawyer.com. That's your traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
You don't sleep well, and some days you're angry and irritable, and other days you're just down. It's going around. CBDistillery.com discovered a breakthrough compound called CBN. And when CBN is added to CBD, the results are incredible. It interacts with our regulatory systems, responsible for better sleep and emotional ups and downs, and even memory. So try it at CBDistillery.com and enter my name Frank to get my discount. Again, enter my name Frank at CBDistillery.com. Oh, it's time for Eric's news.
Mm-hmm. I was reading a company email over here. Did you read that one, Jordan?
Did we get fired yet?
Yeah, I read it.
Okay.
Oh, well, can you give a... I don't read...
Oh, I know.
How would it apply to Jordan if a new company email came through?
Vaccines are mandatory.
Just read it. Read it as part of the news.
Yeah.
It's a news story right here at the station. All right, your news right here at 7:51 almost. Effective September 1st, this is an official company email. Department heads will not schedule anyone not fully vaccinated.
basically that means, in layman's terms, get vaccinated if you can't work here.
By September 1st, Jordan's got to be fully vaccinated.
Oh, my God.
Not true. Actually, I've already sent out emails and gotten a couple back, and it's for street teamers.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We have a street team?
Supposedly.
No. I thought we fired all of them.
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. I didn't. I mean, I could use some help.
Yeah, it's like we haven't done events for a year. Why do we have a street team?
Doing half of their jobs right now. Yeah. Oh, hope you guys like shutdowns, because I'm sure another one's coming. Listen to this. Health officials in L.A. County reported a major spike in new COVID-19 cases across the area yesterday. 2,551 new cases. So now we've been keeping track of every day we've gone over 1,000. That's what we wanted to make sure we stayed under. Now we're at 2,551, 13 days in a row over the 1,000 mark. The county has not reported a daily case rate this high since February. Test positivity rate yesterday, remember, the lowest was 0.4% that we had. That was June 15th when everything opened up. Now we're at 5.2%.
And then what, 83% of the cases now in the U.S. are from the Delta variant.
Yes.
And then, but now there's a Lambda variant.
Yes.
Is
That's
it worse?
Real?
Yeah.
Well, listen, they said don't worry about it right now. It's just...
Showed up at a Houston hospital, Lambda.
They don't want you to get all distracted by this Lambda. They're going to figure it out. But they say they don't think it's quite as contagious as the Delta. Like you said, 83% are from the Delta. So they say, focus on the Delta right now.
Symptoms are you have a really nerdy laugh. If you have the Lambda variant.
It's too soon to tell whether the variant will rise to the same level of concern as the Delta. Now, an expert said, I know there's a great interest in Lambda. That's not a good phrase.
Not really.
But concern. I think people really need to be focused on Delta. More importantly, regardless of the variant, our best defense against all of these variants is vaccination. Yeah. And that's your news. Jordan's got to get vaccinated.
Over the past month, the search term dating apps for older people rose 3,500%. These seniors aren't so much worried about a reverse mortgage as they are reverse cowgirl, am I right?
Hey! Come on, Helen, turn it around. Let me look at that backside.
AARP now stands for American Association of Randy People. Get over here. Come on, Ethel. Ooh, is that what that is? All right, we're going to come right back with Mark Ellis from the Schmoes No Movies. Talk about what's opening up in theaters. We're looking at Old, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, and Pig, starring Nicolas Cage. We'll talk about those. Coming up next with Mark Ellis. We're Heidi and Frank.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Howdy, Frank Show, a little bit after 8 a.m. here on Thursday. It's time to talk about some movies with Schmoes No, Mark Ellis, one of the co-creators of Schmoes No Movies. Hello!
There he is, tea in hand, gum in tea.
I already drank my tea. It is now water with a little bit of peppermint gum to get it all down there.
Unfortunately, it wasn't his gum.
It was not my gum.
I think that's the thing that people find gross, that you just put gum and it doesn't matter whose it is.
Random gum. ABC gum, as we called it when I was a kid.
That's right. Yeah. Already been chewed.
Yep.
He comes in here and checks under the table real quick.
You still have flavor.
For any freshies.
What were they thinking? There's plenty left in here. Speaking of freshies, how was the thing this weekend? You get some cream ale out there to the folks?
It was great. Last night, we were at Numero and killed two 16-gallon kegs in 3 hours.
Wow.
Boom.
Yeah. And by we, he means him and I.
Was it open to the public?
Yeah.
Because they watch you drink two kegs.
The tussie was flowing.
It was. We tapped that tussie.
Tap that tussie party's happening all over Southern California.
This is what I love. I've been waiting. This is why I've done the show for the last 10 years.
Finally waiting.
Been waiting to tap some tussie.
Yeah, he's finally getting some tussie out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tea for the tea.
Oh, yeah, the crowd last night was singing, hey, we want some tussie. That was great. Pretty much took the second keg.
You just kind of like stand back in the corner like a coach who just won a championship. Yeah. Like, I'm just going to watch all my kids celebrate.
Look at this.
Look at these drunk people who are calling in sick tomorrow.
We got to get Two Live Crew on the phone and have them do a remake of that song. Hey, we want some Tussie.
I think they're available. I think so. The surviving members of Two Live Crew would love nothing more than to do that.
Oh, man, the movies that are out now in theaters. We got Old. You said you were looking forward to this. M. Night Shyamalan coming back with a movie. Old.
I am such a fan of M. Night Shyamalan's movies, especially the good ones. And I think that this is a movie that people are going to get geared up for, where you maybe weren't going to say that 7-8 years ago, because Shyamalan had done some movies that ended
up being... Once bitten, twice shy.
Had your sort of clunkers. Like, he started out so hot out of the gate, as hot as you could possibly start for a director's career. You have The Sixth Sense, you have Unbreakable, and then you have Signs. I mean, that's just a trilogy of awesome stuff,
And then you get The Village, The Lady in the Water.
Which I went back and watched The Village again for the podcast, Rotten Tomatoes is Wrong. And I really liked The Village. Now that I knew what that twist was, because that was more marketing, like, hey, there's a creature in the woods, it's a monster movie. Then you get in there and it's not a monster movie, and you're like, well, I paid for a monster movie. So watching it, knowing what I know now, I actually really appreciated
The Village. Interesting to maybe go back and watch that.
Yeah, now I am not going to go back and watch The Last Airbender. Can't do it.
No.
Can't do it. After Earth, I was like, yeah, whatever. Then he came back with a visit. And then he had the reimagining of what Unbreakable could be and the continuation of that. Now we get Old.
Yes,
Old has nothing to do with any of those movies.
Old, Natasha Romanoff, a.k.a. Black Widow, confronts the darker parts of her ledger when a dangerous conspiracy with ties to her past arises.
Yeah, that's the twist, is it all ties into the MCU.
I'm like, how Black Widow in this one? Eric, you tired?
No, just got a lot to do. There.
That was last week, Eric.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson's people are going to be coming after Eric. He's not old.
So Old and He's Black younger. Widow don't have the same plot. So what is Old about? It's an island.
Old is, we're going to this nice resort that has this private, secluded beach, right? Let's say all of us are going. Let's say the five of us are going to go.
Okay.
And we're going to enjoy the beach. But this is a different beach. It's serene. It's secluded, sure. It feels private. But we all start aging at an incredibly rapid rate. What is going on?
We got to get off this beach.
We got to get off this beach. Harder than you think. Especially now that we're all old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. They couldn't just get back on the boat and leave the beach.
I can't row like I used to. I was quite good getting here, but my bones are very weak.
And that's my daughter.
I love the poster. The posters, you know, shows a woman with the hat on sitting on the beach. Mm-hmm. And you look down, and one of her legs is young, and one of her legs is old, and actually, one of her legs, is, like her foot, is just bones.
Pretty much bone at that point, yeah. Yeah, now, as I mentioned last week, this was a weird movie to see on my birthday. I screened it the night of my birthday, so you walk in already feeling like, well, I'm a year older. Then you walk out being like, am I dead?
Yeah. Did you take your shoes off and look at your feet? Oh, wait, there's still skin on them. Okay.
I mean,
I'm all right.
You feel like the guy at the end of the last cruise, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, who takes the sip out of the wrong grail and just starts like, oh my God, I'm turning into Doc Brown and now I'm just melting.
It's what, probably an hour 30?
It's a good, I think it's a good 2 hours, I believe.
2 hours, but I'm thinking, I mean, the premise alone, it's just,
Mm-hmm.
I understand.
Now what?
Everybody's aging.
Right.
How do you 2 hours of that same thing? The mystery is finding out why?
Well, it's sort of a two-tiered thing. Before we even worry about the why is this happening, there's two issues at play. One, we got to get off this beach. And two, we got to not turn on each other in order to get off this beach. Because the genius, one of the many genius things about this movie is that you're not just aging physically. It's like, oh no, why is my body getting old? You are getting older. Your brain is getting older. So you're losing some marbles on this beach as well. You're not figuring things out as well as you used to. So we're basically becoming our parents within the span of a couple hours.
Like you're trying to get your mom to do a Zoom call and she goes, I don't see anything.
You're literally going from playing in the yard to being in a rocking chair yelling at people playing in your yard.
I'm guessing the discovery is when, you know, the little kid runs into the palm trees with the dog or something, and the dog dies in there, and the kid walks out, and he's 27.
Oh, right.
So it's like where you establish, oh, my
Frank's
God,
prediction.
Who are you? Okay. Mom! You know, that's how, he's aged, because everybody else, I mean, I guess if you're 40, now he's 50. Okay.
Right, it has to be big.
You might not notice the difference right away.
Boy, I do.
Oh, I know.
Go back and look at those pictures.
Go back and look at our pictures.
No kidding. Yeah. That was, how long ago was that? 12, 13 years ago?
No,
that was
five.
Two years ago. What? What is happening? Are we on some weird beach?
It's, it will.
I feel like KLOS is the weird beach, by the way.
Right.
I mean, go back and look at us in 2012. Young. Welcome to KLOS, Heidi and Frank. Look at that picture. We look 12 years
now
old.
Now we look like Don Henley and Joe Walsh.
Wait, which one am I?
You're Joe Walsh, of course.
How dare you? I am Don Henley.
No, you're so Joe Walsh.
Oh, then I would say Eric is Timothy B. Schmidt, because he is.
Yeah.
He's aging very, very
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, unfortunately, Johnny Ice is going to be, I guess, Don Felder. I'm not sure who you are anymore. You may not even be in the band at this point. I'm just happy to be Jackson Brown. I'm just kind of like y'all's muse. I'll come over and hang out once in a while.
Oh, man.
God, what a great documentary that Eagles doc is.
Oh,
go
I'm
watch the
it.
Eagles doc this
yet.
Weekend, kids. It's
so
great.
Being an M. Night Shyamalan movie, old, there's got to be the twist. Did you see it coming? Was it telegraphed?
It was all
guess?
A dream.
Well,
oh, please,
Shyamalan's
no.
I see old people.
Career. That was it ties back into The Sixth Sense, because it's like Bruce Willis wasn't dead. He was just old the whole time.
If you put
aging.
Water on them, if you...
That's the twist. If you eat on the beach after midnight, it just involves every twist in every movie that has ever happened in the history of time. Yeah, you're old on the beach until you realize, oh, I found my sled named Rosebud. This is such a weird coincidence.
We got to get back in the DeLorean and go back before we came to the beach.
But we have to do it absolutely quiet.
Yeah. So we need the DeLorean to be electric.
Marty, great Scott. Bill and Ted have showed up.
Every movie combined.
Dude.
Yeah, they find out they're each other's father. It's a weird God. Movie.
Well, on Rotten Tomatoes, the scoreboard shows 57%.
You did that very well.
Oh, thank you.
No,
the
he's
scoreboard
learning. He's learning.
Did very well. See, you can train. You can teach
that
an old dog.
Dog
new. You can train.
Know.
Teach a rapidly aging dog new.
You were just a puppy a moment ago.
You imagine how old dogs going to get on this beach? Because, like, dogs age 7 years.
Anyway.
Yeah, so as soon as they walk on the beach, they're just like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah.
Going to lick my crotch once and
runs towards
day.
The water yeah. and then just falls dead.
Goldfish, no chance. but yeah, I do recommend people seeing old. And I think it would be a fun theater experience because it's sort of like, and I'm not a big escape room guy. But it feels sort of like if you're seeing this movie in a packed house, it's like you're all figuring out what's going on together and you're piecing it together and you're watching different people have different reactions to the events. And so it's a fun community exercise.
Can you tell us, I don't know if it's a spoiler, but is there anybody on this beach who doesn't age? Or would that be a...
I don't like giving away too much information, right. Especially
that's
about...
Fine.
A Shyamalan movie, because people always want to know, like, what's the twist? Is there a twist? And for me, I even feel like if you say what if there is a twist or if there isn't a twist, even that in itself can
twisty
be a spoiler.
Anticipation can ruin it.
Yeah, well, right. Because if I tell you there's a twist, then you're just sitting on the edge of your seat waiting.
Was that it? Was that it?
Yeah. It's like, look, we're all going to die in about 2 hours. So just enjoy the ride.
Gotcha.
Also, in theaters, Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, Rotten Tomatoes scoreboard. What did you see it already?
I did. Yes.
What did you think?
What'd
you give it?
I don't think I can get this movie too fresh, even though I enjoyed the performances.
What's wrong with it?
Frank, we got to talk about the action. The way that they're shooting action scenes in this movie is so frustrating because it's like that Bourne Identity sort of shaky cam, but it feels like it's even closer. And so it's just like a super close-up of, like, my face, and you see Heidi punching me, but you can't really make out how she's punching me or what the approach is. And it's like, I understand that, but we also have some really talented stunt performers, some really talented actors. Iko Uwais is in this movie. If you don't know that name, the dude from The Raid and The Raid 2 is in this movie, and you just don't get to see a lot of how the action actually is. Having said that, there are redeeming values to this movie. It's not a terrible movie. I'm also a huge G.I. Joe fan as a kid. And Snake Eyes versus Storm Shadow was always the rivalry within the Joes versus Cobra.
Uh-huh.
It was always Snake Eyes versus Storm Shadow. That's your Yankees-Red Sox. Those are like the mortal enemies. So you get to see a little bit of how they each came to be because it's sort of an origin story for both of them. And then obviously they're going to have this rivalry. And you get some introductions to other G.I. Joe characters in this movie that fans are going to be like, oh, I had that toy when I was a kid. And my older sister used to make that person make out with her Barbie.
That's right.
Oh, yes,
that's right.
Yes, yeah. We did that.
Well, the Rotten Tomatoes scoreboard, 42%.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah.
For Snake Eyes.
That's fair.
G.I. Joe Origins.
Yeah. You can shove a lot of popcorn in your face and enjoy a lot of the story, but especially for G.I. Joe fans. But again, the action, it's a little frustrating even for me. But I was sitting on the beach for the last 2 hours, so maybe I'm past my prime.
Let's see. Living alone in the Oregon wilderness, a truffle hunter returns to Portland to find the person who stole his beloved pig.
I saw right. Eric
it's
showed
called
me,
Pig.
Eric showed me the trailer yesterday, and I mean,
Nicolas Cage.
That's kind of like your weekend when you go up there, isn't it? You're going to go hunt for some truffles.
Just give me some truffles.
Honey, where'd that pig go?
But it's funny, when you watch the trailer, it looks really good, really interesting. Mm-hmm. But then I took myself out of it, and like, if you would only hear the audio, and it's just like Nicolas Cage going, "Where's my pig? I want my truffle pig." And it seems like cheesy and awful, but when you're watching it, it works.
Is it like
but just the audio?
Is it
like
John Wick with a pig?
This movie's great. Little like John Wick with a pig.
Okay.
This movie,
I can't wait.
It
I'm
is
so
a
excited.
Blessing and a curse for this movie to have Nicolas Cage be the star. The blessing being, he is, for all of his battiness, one of the most talented actors on the face of the earth. And he delivers an A-plus performance in this movie. The curse is that a lot of people, just because they know of Nick Cage and his zaniness, are going to watch this movie and just assume that that's sort of, this crazy guy looking for a pig, what is this movie? I promise y'all, if you get invested into this movie, it's one of the best films I've seen all year.
Wow.
One of the best movies I've seen all year. Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool theater experience. Nat Wolff is in that, and he also is in Old. So he's got two movies coming out.
Do you think Nick Cage has a possible Oscar nod?
As of now, yes. It's very tough for movies that are released right now to be considered. And we don't know what the floodgates are going to give us once we really kick into Oscar season, because some movies may have gotten delayed from last year that are going to be released this fall. And so there might be a glut of Oscar contention films that come out towards the later part of the year. But if the Oscars were to happen this week, and I'm happy to host, then I would say that Nicolas Cage and a pig would get consideration for multiple categories.
I can't wait.
It is sort of this, like, whodunit. We're seeking revenge, but we also don't really trust anyone. And Nicolas Cage's character in this has been through so much in his life, where he had this nice life with his wife, with his partner of 15 years, and then she passes away. And so since then, he has been in the wilderness just by himself for the last decade and a half, and just hunting truffles with his pig.
So it's Babe Goes to Portland.
He's got his pig in his Babe.
Portland. That's a pig, you see.
I see what you're
Rotten Tomatoes.
I see what you're cooking.
Scoreboard 98% on this.
Yep, there you go.
Right.
Whoa.
People love it.
Oh, I can't wait.
So go see Pig. It's
more
than the theaters.
Double Snake Eyes.
Nicolas Cage.
Where's my pig?
Yeah.
I need my truffle pig.
Also, come back to theaters. This is to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the military comedy.
Stripes.
Stripes is coming back. They're going to put it like this, one of those Fathom events, August 29th and September 2nd, to celebrate the 40th anniversary. Stripes back in theaters with a bonus of Bill Murray and Ivan Reitman. Reflect on the film and what it meant to their careers at the time. A surprise party.
They're like live reflecting on it, or they're like on
probably on
screen.
The bonus track.
Because that movie is hysterical. Bill Murray's an all-time legend. Do not sleep. This is why this is worth going to see on the big screen again. Bill Murray and Harold Ramis are great in it.
Right.
Do not sleep on the performance of one John Candy as Dewey Oxburger. But the man who steals that movie, in my opinion, is John Larroquette as their officer in charge, who is just so bumbling and aloof and has no idea what's going on.
For you young kids, he was on Night Court.
All down.
Night Court was a sitcom.
Yeah. And Night Court was a sitcom with a hot blonde on there.
And then he had another show accurately titled Larroquette.
Yeah.
Which was a good show, too.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah. And Night Court had Bull.
That's right.
So I would say that John Larroquette in Stripes is the Bull of Night Court, where it just every scene is stolen when Bull is on there.
See, we talked about Space Jam last week.
A new legacy.
Yeah, the director of the original Space Jam thinks the sequel sucks. He says LeBron James is no Michael Jordan, and the soundtrack is terrible, and Bugs Bunny looks awful.
Is it Joe Pitka?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Joe.
Yeah. So Peitka has a fun backstory because he directed a couple of those Hair Jordan commercials leading up to when he did Space Jam, which was might have been his feature film debut. I'm not sure. But I can see why anybody involved with the original Space Jam is like, what's this? But also, like, you had a good run for 25 years.
Right. Like, why are you being kind of petty about
it? Let it go.
Yeah.
I don't even think Michael Jordan cares at this point. I really don't. I don't think he cares at all. I don't think he hates the fact that this Space Jam isn't getting good reviews, but neither did the original. Stop acting like the original was this great movie that came out in the 90s. And people are so critical of A New Legacy saying, this is just one big commercial for Warner Brothers. Show me one movie that is a huge blockbuster film that is not a commercial. I love Star Wars. It's my favorite movies of all time. You know what they're really good at? Selling toys.
Absolutely.
They're really good.
Merch, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, you ready to play Great Actor Best Movie?
I am off my soapbox.
Here we
Let's
go.
Do it.
Now, remember, any movie mentioned in this segment could be a possible answer in the next segment, which is Movie Password, so get ready to play that. But here we are. Great Actor, Best Movie. Starting out with Nicolas Cage.
Heidi, have you seen my pig?
Your truffle pig?
No, the other pig, honey. Yes, the truffle pig. What other pig would I have?
Nicolas Cage, Moonstruck, Face Off, Leaving Las Vegas.
It's not going to be Face Off, even though critics did like that movie.
I think it's Moonstruck.
I'm going to go... I'll go Moonstruck with you.
Snap out of it!
Yes, Moonstruck, sweet. 94%. Face Off, 92%. Leaving Las Vegas, 90%.
Every correct answer gets Heidi and I closer to that beach vacation we've been waiting for.
I can't believe you didn't put in Raising Arizona in that.
Last time we did Nick Cage, 6 months ago, I had Raising Arizona in there, so I wanted to switch
it. Wild at Heart.
Yeah, switched it up.
That was another one.
I mean, we could almost rename this whole game, this whole series of games, the Nick Cage game. Because you can do worst actor, worst movie. Best actor, best.
That's true.
All right, let's see. Next up is Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, I love her.
The Rocketeer, Requiem for a Dream, and Hulk.
And Hulk. It's not going to be Hulk.
Requiem for a Dream. That was Oscars.
I'm going to go Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah, 79%.
That's a great movie.
Rocketeer, 66%. The Hulk, 62%.
Hulk is fresh.
Two for two.
Mm. Wow. Ang Lee's Hulk is fresh. Eric does not agree.
Fresh is a solid D.
He doesn't look fresh. He's green.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's turned green.
He looks a little peaked.
Next up, Great Actor, Best Movie.
Those shorts don't fit.
Alex Wolff.
Hey.
Hereditary. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, and Jumanji, The Next Level.
I haven't seen any of that.
Hereditary was
they told me I
gotta
see Hereditary.
Are you a horror movie person? Because be careful, there's some images.
Well, they said it's like crime solving, or like mystery solving.
Yeah, but there's also, there's some hard stuff to watch.
Yeah, there's some hard stuff.
I'm gonna say it's Hereditary, though.
Yes, 89%.
I gotta see this.
Alex Wolff guest on the Rotten Tomatoes is Wrong podcast.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, he is a film aficionado. Kid's like 25. He's already acting and directing and stuff. It's like he's got so much energy.
You just want to hate him, but you can't.
Yeah, I need a nap as soon as the interview's done. He was great though.
All right, Great Actor, Best Movie. Elijah Wood.
Okay.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Good one.
The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Sin City.
They always throw these Lord of the Rings ones in, and I think I'm going to go with The Two Towers.
Yes, look at you killing it. 95%. Eternal Sunshine was 92%. Sin City, 77%. All right, here we go.
Perfect game. That kid just went into the woods, climbed a tree, had his friend film with a camcorder, and that was his audition for Lord of the Rings.
Is that right?
Peter Jackson was like, I don't think you're right for it. And he made it in himself. Sent it in, and next thing you know, you're in New Zealand wearing big hobbit feet.
Wow. I did not know that.
Hollywood.
Here we go. Great Actor, Best Movie. Final one. Can you ace the test today? Regina King.
Oh, yeah. We got this.
She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Friday. Ray. Jerry Maguire.
It's between Ray and Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Friday was great, though. I'm going to go Ray.
I'm going to go Jerry Maguire.
It was Jerry Maguire at 84%. Ray was 79%. Friday was 78%. So almost a perfect score.
A-.
Perfect four game going into the ninth. Hamilton gets a hit.
You jinxed it. Yeah. You can't be like, will it be a perfect? Shut up, Jinxie!
I know, Mr. Jinxies. They call me around home. Me and the cat, Mr. Jinxies. All right, up next, we're going to play Movie Passwords. Like I said, any movie that we mentioned in this segment could be a possible answer for the next segment. That's where Johnny will show us the title of a movie. We each give you one word we associate with that film without mentioning any words in the title, any actors in the movie, or any character names in the movie. And if you can get the movie title with those four words, you win prizes. And I got plenty of prizes to give away. My God, look at all these. I got Volbeat tickets. I got the Operation Comedy that sold out for Saturday.
This weekend.
The Rolling Stones.
What?
Yeah, huh? Look at that. I got Ohana Encore Weekend. Two-day weekend passes for Pearl Jam.
I'll take a lot of these tickets off your hands.
Reno Rock, Sublime with Rome, with a stay at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. And John Mayer at the Forum. Also Rival Sons tickets.
My God. Wow, Frank is the guy to see.
A lot of tickets in these prize
pants. He's got a lot of tussy and a lot of tickets.
Tussy and tickets, that's what they call me. Me and the cat.
I tried to get out of a ticket once using tussy. It didn't work.
Man, put your balls away.
I had to go to traffic court.
Movie Password is next.
Are these the balls you see in the camera?
818-955-2955. We're Heidi and Frank.
Nobody escapes.
Heidi and Frank.
There's no escaping them.
More Heidi and Frank now
on 95.5 KLOS.
What time is it?
It's time for Movie Password!
Wow. Rolling Stones really segue right into the show music
I know,
there.
Huh? It is time for Movie Password. Got a lot of prizes to give away, so if you can guess the title of these movies based off of four clues we give you, four words, then you're going to win. Like I said, any movie mentioned in the last segment could be a possible answer for this segment, Movie Password. So that's why you got to listen to the whole show. We tell you that every single day. And the first one to play is going to be Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. All right. You ready to play?
Dude, I've never been more ready.
All right, he's studied up. He's got notes from the last segment.
Yep.
So Johnny's going to show us the title of the movie. And then, like I said, each of us will give you one word we associate with the film. And you got to guess the title yourself. But no words from the title. No character names and no actors' names that are in the movie. Okay?
I don't. Hey.
All right.
I'm ready.
Look in the mirror when you say those.
And then random. Exactly. I'm saying them for myself.
No rhyming.
No rhyming?
Come on.
Okay.
Lazy.
All right.
And
if
running,
I sing a clue, I have to sing the rest of the time.
That's
Remember
right.
that rule.
Right. You're right. If you use one of your clues to sing, then that is your curse.
You're locked in.
All right. All right. Here we go.
Aliens.
Foil.
Water.
Kid.
What was the first clue? I didn't hear what he said.
Aliens.
Oh, Brandon, you weren't ready at all. You lied to us.
No.
Came out of the gate too hot. He was too did. Hyped up.
Yeah.
Hello, Mario.
What's going on, party people?
Do Hello, you colleague. Know it based off the four clues that we gave the last caller?
I believe I do. Is it Signs?
Hey! Nicely done. No now, need see, that more guy clues. Was ready.
Yep. That's why you get a mushroom. That's why you get a flower. That's why you get a star. That's why you rescue the princess right there.
There it is.
All right, Mario. What do you want? You heard the prizes that I have. What do you want?
Let's do Operation Comedy.
Operation Comedy, yes, the hottest ticket right now. Sold out show for this Saturday at the Wiltern. Bill Burr, Jeff Rosch, Bob Saget, Joe DeRosa. Then John Mayer is going to be closing that show.
Oh, Joey DeRosa's on that, too.
Yeah.
Very, very funny guy. Mm-hmm. That's a great, great lineup.
All presented by Bud Light Seltzer Iced Tea and Bud Light Seltzer Lemonade. So
you can get tickets to that. Get in there. Or if you want to fly up to Seattle to see me that Saturday instead.
That's where you're going to be. All right.
I'll be in Seattle.
Okay. Good. Stay on hold, Mario. Next up is Krista. Hello, Krista.
Good morning. How is everyone?
We're good.
Awesome. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from the 91 westbound. I called a few weeks
ago.
Pathologist assistant.
Okay. Phone cut out a little bit. All right, here we go. We're going to give you a new movie, four new clues. I'll give you your first clue on this round. Here we go.
All right.
Green.
Shorts.
Angry.
Hero.
Is this the Hulk?
Hey.
Yes, it's the Hulk.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yay, good
you
job.
You won. All right, so the Operation Comedy tickets are gone. So I got Rolling Stones, Volbeat, John Mayer, Reno Rocks in Vegas, stay at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno, Pearl Jam back at the Ohana Festival.
I would love to go to Reno.
You're going to Reno. Well, actually, you're in the running to go to Reno.
Thank you.
You're in the running to go to Reno, okay? Let's be clear. All right. Stay on hold.
Or you can buy tickets and go see Mark up in Seattle this weekend.
Or she could just literally get on the eastbound 91
and just keep driving.
Head up.
Yeah.
You'll see it in and out, and then take the 15, I believe. Then you're in Reno.
All right. We got JoJo. Hello, JoJo.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you headed today?
To work in Lake Forest, California.
And what do you do?
I am a receptionist.
All right.
We are so happy you left your home in Tucson, Arizona for some California grass.
All right, JoJo, a new round for you, new movie, and Mark gives you your first clue. Here we go.
Girlfriend.
Memory. Forget.
Erase.
We just killed it.
I don't know it. Mm-hmm. I don't know it.
I don't. That might have been the best round of clues that this team has ever had.
No matter what. You know when somebody, you don't care. It doesn't matter. We did it. Yeah. That was the best we've
ever
done.
This is like when you lose the Little League Championship, but the coach is like, hey guys, we're getting pizza anyway.
Yeah, we killed it right there.
Hello, Sal.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
Tell me you know it off those four fantastic clues.
50 First Dates.
Oh,
that's a good guess.
No, yes.
I like that guess, though.
All right. So you get four new clues, and I think Heidi starts off this round. Same movie.
Heartbreak.
Forever.
Never mind.
Start. Hair.
I was going to say two words. So I just do.
Okay.
No. Crap. Sorry, I was staggered. Peter, tell me you know this.
Give me four more clues. I want to be sure.
All right, Eric.
Well, you can do a guess. You can do a guess. And if you get it wrong, we'll give you four more clues. What do you think it is?
I'm not 100% sure. Give me some clues.
All right.
I don't think you heard the clues.
Daylight.
Forget.
X.
Erase.
Yeah, too good.
Face off.
I love that there's a spelling error in Johnny's thing too.
Yeah,
that's just
it's making me giggle.
It's not face off. So we're back around to me.
Does that mean we're done?
No, except I think Mark started this round, or did you? I think Mark did.
Yeah, we've got one more to go. One more to go.
Okay. This is the very last round. Started out strong. Who thought we would get to this point where this is the last round for this? Hello, Julio.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Not great.
Do you know it? You could cheer us up and know it.
I'm going to take a guess, but I'm not 100%.
That's okay. Go ahead.
A Notebook?
He won't know it. No. All right, it's not The Notebook, but all right, we'll give you four new clues.
The odds are against Julio. Frank's doubting him. Yeah. I have faith in you, bud.
Oh, God.
All right, here we go. Deny.
Girlfriend.
Love.
Brain.
I'm out. No, I don't know it.
Oh, man. It's a tough title. But man, did we play our hearts out.
Did you never hear of the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Yeah, where's the tea on that, Johnny? He's printing it out.
Do you want to tell him, Eric?
What?
Where the tea is?
I don't know.
No.
Oh! Wow. A little bit of back and forth.
There's only one
way to settle this, boys. Joust outside.
A pentathlon.
Now. We want you horseback riding, fencing, swimming, shooting, and running.
We shall raise a cream ale of Tucson to the winner.
If I typed it, it'd have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
Let's go, Natalie. Hello, Natalie.
Hi.
All right. We're back around to Mark, so we get an entirely new movie for you because we.
Thank God.
Yeah, we really struck out on Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Forever Daylight Brain.
Yeah, I mean, not our fault. We're blaming the audience on this one.
Right,
yeah,
your fault.
We're
we didn't
solid,
lose you.
But you don't have to worry about it, Natalie. Let's get you some Stones tickets or some Volbeat tickets.
Here we go.
All right.
New movie
up to Seattle.
Mark starts.
All right. Sports.
Hello.
Agent.
Money.
Perfect. Perfect.
Natalie, what is it?
Space Jam?
What did you say? Space Jam.
Space Jam? I'm starting to just be very disappointed.
Space Jam.
You know, it's not that we're mad at you, Natalie. We're just disappointed in you.
All right, let's go to Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Do you know it?
I do. Is it Jerry Maguire?
Yes, Natalie! It's Jerry Maguire. My God. Of course it is.
Ugh.
All right, so what do you want? I got the Rolling Stones, Volbeat, John Mayer, Ohana Encore.
Did you say Rolling Stones?
I said, yeah, the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour, October 17th at the SoFi Stadium.
I got it. I'll take it.
He's like, yeah. What?
I was kidding. I mean, it's Rolling Stones.
I mean, Frank thought was seeing them at their last concert, but.
Yeah, Live Nation pre-sale tickets on sale next week, Thursday from 10 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Pre-sale code word is spider.
I love it, man. The Rolling Stones have been on that beach for a long time, but they are still rocking and rolling.
Keith Richards is only 12. He just
went to the wrong place for vacation.
Stay on hold, Alex. All right, let's see who is going to play next. Been on hold the longest. This looks like it's Christine. Hello, Christine.
Oh, man. I knew the last two. I was so hoping you would pick me for Eternal.
Oh, you knew that one?
Yes, God. I'm like, pick me, pick me, pick me.
I wish I would have now since we lost. So we got a new movie for you. Heidi starts the round. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Pig.
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 Talking.
Babe.
Babe. Oh, yeah. Babe. I had to give him talking in case. You know?
It's Babe.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll do. All right. That'll do, yeah.
Well, what are you giving to the next veteran, Christine?
I want to give the best prize to the next veteran.
All right. That's a quality.
The best you got.
The best I got.
Yeah, seeing Mark Ellis in Seattle.
The best prize to the veteran who calls in is going to be a KLOS swag bag.
Hey.
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right.
Woohoo. Yes.
Thank you, Christine.
That one was fun.
All right, we got Jorge now wants to play. Hey, Jorge.
Hey, what's up, Ernie?
Hey, Jorge.
Hey, Jorge.
Hey.
All right, so Eric's new movie here for you, new round. Eric gives you your first clue.
Oh, surgery.
Mirror.
Switch.
So.
Oh, man. Pearl Jam tickets, please. Pearl Jam tickets, please.
Nope,
right
movie,
answer, please.
It's not called
Pearl Jam. Brian, come on, brother. Please, brother. Hook me up, brother.
What's
please,
the movie?
Brother.
He didn't even guess.
Okay, Face Off.
Yeah, it's Face Off.
I don't know, brother.
How does that happen?
Hell yeah, brother. Let's go.
How does that
hell
happen?
Yeah. Wow. Thank
you. All right. So you wanted an Ohana Encore weekend, 2-day weekend passes?
Oh, hell yeah, man. Oh, with all my heart, brother.
There you go. Those are yours, man. You won them.
Oh, man.
You actually won them. You didn't have to beg for them. That's awesome.
Oh, dig that tissue, brother. Dig that tissue, brother. Let's go.
All right. Hell yeah. Just a favor. Go get yourself a nap.
Maybe a cup of chamomile tea, and then go lay down.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So do we think he had Face Off from the start and he was just too excited to say it?
He thought he already said it.
Or was he just panicked because he had no idea what it was and you made him say a movie and so he's like, I'll just say the first movie that comes to my head and I say Face Off.
I think that he thinks he said it out loud and never did.
Yeah, because he's just so excited.
He was like, okay, that's Face Off. He probably knew it midway through and never said it. It's like, oh, I want to take tickets, Pearl Jam.
Because he knew.
Okay.
Because he knew it.
Incredible pull there.
Can I tell you, I've never been that excited in my life. And so I'm jealous of it. I'm jealous of that kind of passion and excitement. Yeah. I just don't get
you
that way.
You try to look for joy.
No.
Well, I tried that early on in our career, and when I didn't find it, I found it too hard to keep looking. You know,
I used to feel
this
that
is your joy, Heidi. That's what's so sad.
Mm-hmm. And then
your 4 hours of joy is here every morning.
You used to look for it too, Mark.
So this show is Heidi's pig. And when
at least I'm not the show's pick.
When she's not, it's better than the alternative. It's better than the alternative.
We wouldn't go looking for you.
Heidi's lost, but we honestly still fought. We're finding troubles better than we used to.
The movie's called We Let the Pig Out Again, and we're not looking for it.
If Frank does Nicolas Cage's character be like, whatever, I'll just get another pit? Yeah,
exactly.
Bacon for sale.
Free pig.
Dry Frank's new pig weed and pig ass.
It's pig tussy.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness. We have fun.
Worn
here.
Out.
All right. See, that's joy right there.
Oh, that was kind of fun. I kind of like that.
Dominique is on the phone. Hello, Dominique.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from?
I'm on 405.
Are you going to work?
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
I put together quotes for windows.
Oh.
Oh, so you go to people's homes and you check it out and measure their windows and give them a quote?
No, I just put it together in the system.
Okay.
She just goes to people's homes and does movie quotes through the windows.
She's usually sitting in a tree with binoculars when she's appraising the windows.
That looks like about a 57 by 1242. That's probably about $800.
All right, Dominique. Here
roughly.
Who's going for me?
It's
Frank.
Yes,
it is Frank.
My round to start for you. Here we go. Military.
Army.
Funny. Jack.
It's not a character.
That's right. It's not.
It's not a character. Not a character.
Okay, you're right.
Not a character.
What is it, Dominic?
What was that Stripes movie you guys were talking about?
Yes, it's Stripes.
She's literally never heard of the movie.
Jack.
She's still
was
got
it. The Stripes movie?
Yeah, that is impressive work.
Let me see what we got
for you.
Got
to listen to the whole show.
You should watch it, Dominique, and let us know what you think. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
No, I'll definitely check it out.
Do you want to go? You want to see Rival Sons November 12th at the Wiltern?
Do you have any more of the comedy?
I don't.
Operations?
Oh. All gone, unless you want to listen to Kevin and Sluggo later. They might have a pair.
Any more
Pearl
Jam?
I thought you were talking about comedy for them. I was like, no.
What?
Any more Pearl Jam?
No more Pearl Jam.
Tell
gone.
Her everything you've got.
You got Volbeat.
Oh, I got right? Volbeat, okay. Rival Sons, and John Mayer at the Forum.
Or a t-shirt out of the teabag.
I'll take the Rival Sons. That's cool.
All right, Rival Sons.
It's
going to
be a good show.
Go hell yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled with how excited you are.
Yeah,
you guys have an awesome day.
Thank you. Live Nation pre-sale tickets on sale tomorrow for Rival Sons from 10 a.m. 10 p.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Pre-sale code word is sunny.
There you go.
Who's coming up with these?
Hmm. Well, it's sunny in Long Beach where they're from, right? Sure, after the morning haze burns.
We got time for one more, Eric.
Sure.
All right, let's do Edgar. He's the last one to play here. Movie Password.
Mark starts. Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Edgar. Mark starts this round. Let's go.
Time.
Travel.
Phone.
Booth.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yay!
That's how we do.
Boom,
one of the
goes
best
dynamite.
Rounds we've ever had as a unit. Yeah. I said unit.
All right, Edgar, what do you want?
Hey, Frank, do you have any more Rolling Stones by chance?
No, that was the last pair I had.
Then can I have the John Mayer?
Yeah, you can have the John Mayer at the Forum. Either March 13th or 15th. So tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. There you go. Those
awesome.
Are yours.
Thank you.
Edgar, stay on hold. All right.
That's a good show, too. He likes bringing out special guests sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Never know who you're going to see on stage with Johnny.
Look at all the winners today. You said you're going to be in Seattle. You do anything local people can go check out?
I'm in Seattle this weekend, and then next weekend I'm back here at the world-famous Comedy Store. We have some live Schmodown tapings that we are opening up to select audience, so I'm not sure if those tickets are sold out. But you can go to the schmodownlive.com if you want to be in the audience, play along with some great movie trivia.
That'd be nice to finally do that again, huh?
It's going to be great, and I might save my Dig Tussie Ale for a celebratory post. Johnny brought me my own can of Dig Tussie Ale during the break, but he whispered in my ear, a little creepily, he said, make sure it's cold when you drink it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah. Ice cold. Yeah.
Oh, ice cold.
Yeah, but just the way he said it was like threatening.
Yeah.
Like, again, if I drink it when it's warm, I'm going to turn into a gremlin.
Don't wear a shirt.
Take off your pants before you drink.
Oh, and then make sure you FaceTime me before you crack it open.
You seen my pig?
Yeah, go see Pig. It's in theaters, Nicolas Cage. That's the, according to Rotten Tomatoes scoreboard, 98%. It's the best one of the group.
I can't wait.
Also, Old with M. Night Shyamalan as the director. and Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins. All out, so go see a movie this weekend. But we got to get some news, Eric. What's going on?
All right, you can leave your shirt on, Mark, for the news.
Okay. Well, it is a Washington football team shirt, so that maybe you take your hat off instead.
Hey, stick around. Oh, I'm wearing my Cowboys hat. I forgot that. That's right. Stick around. I got Rock Report for you specifically, ooh, Mark, because I know you're a big rock and roll fan. Mm-hmm. But first up, this report is brought to you by Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Let's get right to it. A powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake shook Panama and Costa Rica, most beautiful earthquake ever. Yesterday, it was relatively far from the largest population centers and no immediate reports of damage. It's with a 6.8.
Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
No reports of damage, but the authorities say they have begun inspecting structures just to be safe. So something like Lorna doesn't happen to one of the buildings that may have lost some structural integrity.
Right. Costa Rica, home of dinosaurs. Could have been a dinosaur.
They're back.
Today is Prince George of Cambridge, his 8th birthday.
Oh.
Wow, he is 8 years old.
Time
flies. Prince George, tradition has dictated that the royals release new photos of family members' birthdays each year. I didn't know that.
It's time to take your picture and release it to the public.
Oh, God, that's hell.
Every year, a royal has to release a new photo on their birthday.
Wow. Oh.
See, now I know why Harry wanted out. He's like, I'm not that good looking.
They never ask him for his picture.
Yeah. We'll just use the one from last year. But Grandma, I've got a beard now. It's fine.
Yeah,
we'll
every
just...
single year.
It's fine.
So they delivered yesterday evening before his birthday with a new image of George smiling, looking more and more like the spitting image of his father, Prince William. After the Bucks defeated the Phoenix Suns Tuesday in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, Milwaukee is going to celebrate in the streets again, Frank. 65,000 people.
They won't stop until they're all dead.
That's what you said, and it's absolutely true.
It looked insane.
Now they're going to have a parade.
Oh, God.
Yesterday was just like, hey, BYOB, we're going to have a party in the streets.
What was the gunfire? They were like, people were just...
It's Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. Oh. By the way, the last time
that's
they won...
That's just a Wednesday.
I gotcha.
...was 1971 was their last big victory, and they did not have a parade because the team was only 3 years old at that time.
That's when Lou Alcindor was on the team.
And Lou, and who became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and Oscar Robertson. Pretty
damn
all-time great.
There you go.
So now they're really blowing it out because they did not have a parade in 1971. They got some making up to do. And Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty.
Whatever.
Who cares?
I think we know the answer.
They did roll him in a wheelchair.
Wah!
It's like that Brady Bunch episode where the guy's faking a neck injury.
Oh, my God. And then she drops a book in the court and goes, what?
Yeah.
He turned his neck, no problem.
We gotcha.
Uh-huh.
He pled not guilty.
Liar.
Emphasis on the please. Please. Please.
All right, that music means it's time for the Rock Report. First off, Metallica is pulling out all the stops to mark the 30th anniversary of the Black Album. So it's going to be box sets, tribute albums, a new special Blackened Whiskey. Thank you, Blackened Whiskey, for sponsoring Booze News all week. We love it. And now, shoes. You can get some Metallica shoes. They've teamed up with Vans for the Vans Metallica collaboration.
Oh, wow.
I'm think tanking. Yeah. Jeez.
You could have done that.
These are my Wherever I May Roamers.
So this is the artist Pushhead, whose work has appeared on Metallica album covers, T-shirts, and posters. He's worked for the band for a long time. So he's making these new shoes that will go on sale July 25th, exclusively on the Vans website. And... man, Heidi, you're going to be working in Tulsa, Oklahoma soon.
That's the best you're
going to be able to do.
I hope so.
After you leave here.
I'm rooting for it.
Well, keep an eye out.
Sorry, Tulsa.
Oh, they would have a field day with you.
The pig's coming, Tulsa. Get ready.
Put Tulsa on the sorry list, darling.
Well, when you're there, Heidi, look out for special surprise gigs by Green Day. They played a surprise club in Tulsa on Tuesday. Their first gig in more than a year, and they're warming up for the Hella Mega Tour. And they did not half-ass it, you guys. They played 18 songs at Kane's Ballroom for a crowd of just 1,800 fans. They've leaked videos online now. So they performed for the first time ever that new song Pollyanna that we played on New Music Friday. They're doing a cover of Rock and Roll All Night now by Kiss.
They were doing a bunch of covers.
Yeah, they love covers. And the Hella Mega Tour with Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer kicks off Saturday, so they're just trying to get ready.
I love that. I love when huge bands pop into random places, and they're like, they were going to perform here tonight.
But usually they just play like six songs and they go, thank you. Right. They played 18 of them.
Right. It's not even a real band. Yeah. It's just like impersonators for like a birthday party.
Well, they did that. Green Day is known to put on masks and pretend to be other bands. They have a bunch of albums they've released under other names.
Do you think they're Insane Clown Posse?
Yeah.
Is there a chance that they might be Kiss?
Shaggy Tube Dope.
They might be Kiss.
Wait a minute. They were the Rat Pack the whole time?
Hang on a second. Is this some Scooby-Doo bull crap?
Anthem Blue Cross and Heart of America are helping schools across the country increase their access to healthy food. Learn more at anthem.com/CA/Sparks. Anthem Blue Cross is the trade name of Blue Cross of California. And that's your Rock Report, and that's your news.
And Selena, you're the veteran that Christina gave the KLOS swag bag to that qualifies you for that Reno Rock Sublime with Rome with a stay at the Grand Sierra Resort in Reno. Two nights, hotel stay, $200 food, beverage credit, $250 to get you there and back, hopefully. All right? Oh.
Selena?
She was never there.
Are you in shock?
I am such in shock.
There we go. All right, she's fine. She's going to be okay.
Thank God you heard all that.
I'm here.
You won.
Thanks for your service.
All right. So stay on hold. We'll hook you up. Thank you, Mark. Always a good time. See ya.
Love
you
all.
Seattle this weekend. See you next Thursday.
Y'all are 100% on my tomato meter.
Thank you. We're all right. Fresh, Frank.
Let's get some traffic, Aki.
Live from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show is not joining us. It's the hour of movie talk with Mark Ellis. Black Widow is in theaters. I guess it's holding the records now for being, like, you know, post-pandemic ticket sales, and most people have seen it. I have not yet. Jordan did, said it was great. But a woman posted to Reddit about a fight that her and her now ex-boyfriend had over the new movie Black Widow.
Hmm.
Yeah, the woman said that they finished watching the movie, and then after she gave her honest review, which was that she didn't enjoy the movie, her boyfriend got really upset. She said that he insisted that she didn't understand the movie. Because she hadn't seen all the other Marvel movies. And she argued that she had, and he called her a liar. Now, he continued to be defensive over her poor review of Black Widow. And then the boyfriend ended up sleeping on the couch that night and eventually called off the 2-year relationship.
Good God. Yeah. Some other stuff had to have been going on.
You think so? I mean, maybe if there's other stuff going on, then whatever that straw that broke the camel's back, whatever
mm-hmm,
they say,
mm-hmm.
It might not seem like an issue that would have broken a couple up of 2 years. So there was other stuff. But did an unusual deal breaker ever end your relationship? I mean, obviously, it wasn't the Black Widow movie for this guy. It just happened to be the last thing he could take.
I can't take anymore.
Broke up over it. So what is it? 818-955-2955. The most dumb, silly, or bizarre reason you broke up with someone or they dumped you. Could win you a prize. 818-955-2955. 818-955-2955. All right. Heidi says she's never been dumped. Mm. Right.
No, I haven't.
Really?
I mean, I've been left, but in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Like my last relationship, she was with me, but didn't want to be with me. Didn't have sex with me.
Mm.
Didn't passionately kiss me anymore.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so what was the straw? I mean, the very last thing, the last argument you had was like, get out! And she finally moved. What was it?
I just said, I wrote a letter, but then I was like, because I didn't want to forget anything of what I wanted to say. Because it was a lot of years we were together. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm like, I'm 30 years old.
Wait,
I'm living like I'm in my 60s.
Did you read the letter to her?
I think I may have.
Dear?
Yeah.
Debbie.
Mm-hmm.
No?
I think I did.
Oh, I need you to sit down because I have something I'd like to read you.
Yeah, I think I did do that.
So what made you think that a woman who doesn't want to have sex with you, doesn't even want to kiss you passionately anymore, is really going to care about what this letter says?
But she did. It was ugly. I knew it was going to be ugly. She wouldn't leave my house.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, I broke up the day after Christmas. Because I was like, I can't do
that. After you opened your gifts. Wow.
I don't think we... I don't know.
Didn't you exchange gifts? That's probably what it was. You didn't get something for Christmas, so you broke up.
This was a long time in the making. And then she didn't move out of the house until end of May. That was fun. That's the worst time of my life. The absolute.
Was she bringing home other girls and just like, lesbian rave in the billiard room?
Oh, don't worry. The ex is, she won't come down. She won't pay attention. It was horrible. Living with somebody that you're broken up with is atrocious.
Pass each other on the stairs.
It's horrible.
You again.
I wouldn't even eat anything in the house because I'm like, who knows? She's
really, you thought she was going to poison you?
She was not a fan. I can tell you that. Speaking of movie trivia and Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, I don't know what year that came out, but she said to me, I wish I could erase you.
Wow.
And to this day, meanest thing anybody's ever said to me. I'm like, well, I'm not a big fan of you right now either, but we did still have some.
Yeah, good comeback.
Some times. I never even said anything. I was just.
I'm not a big fan of you either.
No, I didn't even say that. And then I got so thin during those times because, number one, I wasn't eating much just because of stress and everything. She goes, and you know what? You are so skinny. You look like a crack whore. And
if they could see me now.
Oh, she thought she was slamming me. I was like, really? I am?
Thanks. Thanks.
I haven't heard that in a minute, but I'm getting there. I'm getting back there. I'm getting crack whore skinny, baby.
You got to break up. A lot of people need that.
I'm breaking up with bread and wine.
That motivation. They got to get single body again.
No, I don't want that. I'd rather be fat.
You'd rather be fat
yeah.
and with someone and single and hot.
100%.
Wow. Okay.
No, thank you. It's a would you rather, I'd like to be hot and married. How's that going?
All right, Jason's on the phone. We're talking about unusual deal breakers that ended your relationship. 818-955-2955. All right, Jason, what silly thing broke you guys up?
The silly thing that broke us up was her haircut, and because she couldn't cook.
Oh.
But you knew she couldn't cook for a long time, but then what she do to her hair, you're like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it was her haircut.
What was wrong with it? How'd she get it cut?
It was like the short, like Karen, and then like shaved sides.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're like, I mean, hair grows back.
I was like, whoa.
You could have waited.
Yeah, but I don't know. Her face... I saw her in a new light.
Oh, she'd have a face for short hair, huh?
Yeah, I was like, damn, this is weird. And then she told me she can't cook, and then I lost interest.
Yeah, out of there. All right, thank you so much. Stay on hold. You might be in the running for a prize for silly reasons you broke up with somebody or someone dumped you.
God.
A couple in the news broke up because they disagreed on the film quality of Black Widow. Brittany's got a weird reason to break up. What's up, Brittany?
Mess.
Uh-huh.
I'm a couple certified chef. A girl broke up with me over pancakes because they look just like they come on the box. She was like, I'm sick of your good cooking.
Yeah. She was so sick of your wonderfully fluffy pancakes that she had to get out.
I'm serious because she can't cook like the dude just before me said. Good cooking will make a woman mad when she can't cook.
Oh, that's interesting because it's a jealousy thing, right? Mm.
I guess so. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, pancakes.
It's one thing that she thought maybe she could provide, and then she couldn't even provide that for you anymore. So broke up over pancakes. Thank you, Brittany. Vanessa has a silly reason to break up. What up, Vanessa?
Hey, so I've tried getting into the dating scene, and I've, like, recently come to terms with my sexuality, and I have been trying to meet women, mm-hmm. but it's, like, apparently I'm too nice and too considerate, and so when I think things are going good, they always say that I'm moving too fast and that... I guess that my texts are annoying when I say, hey, how's it going? How's your day?
Well, Vanessa,
how's your week going?
I think that the women you're meeting are questioning your sexuality if you really are a lesbian, because I don't know a nice, considerate lesbian.
You know what? Most
are really bitter, bitchy women. So you got to really bitch it up. They're like, yeah, you're one of us. You're one of us. All right?
Oh, that is good. But no, I am being,
I am being honest, baby.
I am being honest with you, Frank. I, like, if
something's going on with you in your life, then it's like I'll say, hey, how's it going? And some, and if they respond, it's like, oh, things are not going good. Well, hey, if you ever need someone to talk to, you know, text me, call me, whatever.
That's fine. You're just meeting the wrong people. Kind, considerate people are very much appreciated by other people in the who world, are kind and considerate.
In the game, though, it's like the nice guy always finishes last. No. I mean, I was a nice guy growing up, and I, you know, got heartbroken several times. It's like you can't be so available and so considerate that women want a challenge, and you're not a challenge right now, Vanessa.
Well, I thought of that too, but it's just like I've even had where I've had standards, but then obviously those standards weren't being met because of the standards, and so it's like I stopped having certain standards, and then, and to be honest, I thought I did find someone I had like good conversation with. We've been talking for months, and then it's like when I wanted to like try to meet, then they're just like, oh, wait, you're kind of moving too fast for me, and I'm like, it's been 6 months.
It's been 6 months. Wow. Oh, Vanessa.
And I'm like,
you just got to get out there and meet people.
What do you look like if you had to compare yourself to a celebrity?
Oh, hell, I have no idea.
Okay.
And I don't even know if I'd... I honestly, I wouldn't know. If
are you brunette, blonde, redheaded? What?
Well, if anything, if I had to compare myself to someone, it would be a fictional character, Lara Croft.
Oh.
Damn.
You should be doing just fine.
And I think you might be straight.
He's hoping.
I'm hoping.
No, I swear I've dated men and they've always let me down.
Lara Croft Womb Raider, am I right?
Oh,
come
yeah,
on, ladies.
Thank you, Vanessa.
She looks like Lara Croft in the lesbian world, trust me. She's going to do just fine. What the hell? Just get out there. Don't stop talking to people on the phone. Show up in person.
Carlos broke up with somebody over a silly reason. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. Well, she became my ex because, you know, things started getting serious, and I met her mom and dad. And unfortunately, her dad was quite an ugly man. And I just got afraid that we were going to have ugly children.
It's shallow as hell, but it's legit.
Looks like the old man from Magic Mountain, you know, that...
Remember that guy?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I'd have to break up with that person,
there's a chance.
All right, Carlos, you stay on hold. You're in the running for the silliest reason. You broke up with a woman because her dad was ugly. That's ugly.
That very rarely comes up, like the mom occasionally. Be like, well, look what her mom looks like, and that's what you're going to be, you know?
All right, John broke up for a silly reason. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, Frank?
What happened?
Well, I was cheating on my girlfriend, longtime girlfriend, and... the girl I was cheating with, I actually took her panties home with me and had them in my pants. And when I got home, I eventually took a shower, threw my clothes in the dirty clothes. Oh, no. And I was at work, and I remembered that I had left them at home. And when I got home from work, they were hanging from the ceiling fan, and my lady had moved out on me.
Oh, but she left you the panties. All right.
She left them hanging on the ceiling fan because that's where she found them in the dirty clothes.
Oh, man.
And she moved out.
That feeling that you just, when you're going through his pockets.
Did you ever talk to her again, or that was the last time?
Yes. No. We still talk to this day. We still talk. We're friends now.
Well, all right, John. Stay on hold.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily a silly reason to break up. I mean, you found panties.
It's a silly mistake that
No, that's the most valid reason I've heard ever, maybe, to break up with someone.
I found another woman's panties in your pants pocket. We're done.
Yeah, but were they...
used, I'm sure.
I guess.
You're not taking clean panties home. Come on. Please. So you can sniff Downy.
I love the smell of Snuggles.
Oh, you dummy.
Put a little bounce on the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Oh, that sick to her stomach feeling she must have had.
What would you do?
Oh, I'm done too. See you later.
You found panties in her pocket. Well, that's kind of weird, though. She's like, those are mine.
Well, I know.
Oh, that's lesbians can just have other women's panties in their pockets all the time.
I know her panties, though.
Maybe she just bought a new pair.
She doesn't. I buy everything.
She
hasn't bought anything in, I don't know, how long we've been together.
You pick out her panties.
Everything. I buy everything.
Do you guys share panties? Like one general panty drawer?
She's smaller than I am. I can't share her panties. She's narrow. Whatever. No, she's narrow.
Do you buy her sexy panties?
I buy both. I buy stuff. She likes thongs, so I buy thongs. Yeah. And then I'll buy the ones she wears to bed, which are like little boy shorts.
So if she ever purchased panties for herself, you'd think she was cheating.
I don't think I'd think she's cheating. I would just be like, when did you get these? Oh, I was just at Macy's and I ran into, I mean, it wouldn't be.
Yeah,
I
was walking by, saw the Victoria's Secret, 5 panties for $10. And I was like, let me just dig through this.
No, because if she did, if that was the case, she'd text me and go, hey, do you want, I'm in the mall, dropped my stuff off at the Apple store, ran by Victoria's Secret, do you want anything? I mean, she wouldn't just do that without getting me something or asking if I wanted something too.
So she feels like she has to tell you she's at Victoria's Secret being a lesbian? She's like, just walking in without your girls almost cheating? You're just looking at panties and bras everywhere. It's like a lesbian.
You don't even
Six
need
Flags.
Me anymore.
Yeah.
That's just funny. I never even thought about that. But, I mean, she just doesn't do that. She doesn't shop for herself at all. I handle everything.
Secret panties.
I'm like Johnny's wife. I just hand... Everything is handled. When's the last time you got a pair of underwear for yourself, Johnny? Your wife handles everything.
I mean, it's been years.
See,
but she didn't pick any
up. Yeah, for guys, though. I mean, our underwear is our underwear. It's not like we have a Victor's Secret where it's all...
There's a lot of men's underwear out there. When I've been to stores, I'm like, there's all
There's
kinds.
But typical,
are you
say typical,
tidy whitey guy?
Doesn't wear them. No, I'm like more of a boxer brief, you know? I mean.
Okay. Would you feel silly in a pair of tidy whitey underwear?
I've had fans buy me underwear. Is that weird?
Uh-huh.
Why is that weird? I think I'm wearing a pair right now. A fan underwear. Why are you looking at me like that, Eric?
Are they funny underwear? Funderwear?
No, it says you know, Wednesday or something. I had these on yesterday.
It says Thursday. Oh, my God. I think it says Thursday.
Does it?
Pull them up again.
Oh, my God.
Let me see your panties.
It's so hard to get inside my underwear.
Come on.
There we go.
What's it say, Eric?
I don't know what it say.
Every day.
Every day underwear.
No. You're supposed to change those, though.
Yeah, but I don't know what day it is.
You don't wear them every day. That's not what that means.
I thought, no, it's like you wear them every single day. You only need one pair.
You know what? Somebody's going to break up with you, and that is a legit reason. He wears the same damn underwear every day, and he stinks. You wore those yesterday to the event?
Yeah.
And a fan got you those.
But I put on, they were fresh underwear before I went to the event.
No, but Frank, I was at that event too. I was I took a shower to go there, brushed my hair, blew it dry, tried to look presentable. Mm-hmm. My hair was soaking wet when I left there. My clothes were soaking wet.
Yeah.
Crotch drenched. Yeah, everything's
that's
wet.
That's because the beer's so good.
Yeah. Nice. And I had to take another shower when I got home because I felt gross. And you're wearing the same underwear.
And the same shirt. And same pants.
Ew.
And I do have clean socks on.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. It's weird.
You want to have clean feet.
Ew.
But your balls are just sitting in day old.
In fan underwear. Speaking of underwear.
I don't know how you...
When's the last time you've been to Victoria's Secret? Been a while?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Victoria's Secret CEO Martin Waters. Here's a quote. He goes, "We got it wrong. We lost relevance with the modern woman." He says he's discussed the company's shortcomings as it plans to split from its parent, L Brands, on August 3rd. The brand will change its focus, okay? This is Victoria's Secret. From how people look to how people feel. From being about what he wants to being what she wants.
Hmm.
Well, congratulations, Martin. You're going out of business.
Well, a lot of that stuff that they sell is extremely uncomfortable.
But lingerie is for men. So how'd you get it wrong? Now you're going to like do away with all
but
the...
can't we do...
You can't have sexy underwear anymore because sexy underwear is for men. Yes, like you said, it's not, you know, it's not dailies.
No.
It's not... Really
it's
functioning
special.
Like with the belts and the straps and some of that stuff. It is for men.
Because it's whatever. A lot of that stuff. Isn't there a way that I can look sexy and also be comfortable?
If I was the CEO of Victoria's Secret, things would be different.
No, but the thing is that a woman feels sexy all day when she puts that on. When she knows that night it's going to happen.
So let me be comfortable as well. So can we also, sexy. I want to look sexy.
Right.
But I'd also not like an underwire poking. Imagine that. You got wire and it's just poking you in your side all day. To push these babies up like this.
Yeah.
It's poking into my side.
Then what happened?
I'm uncomfortable.
Well, Frank's talking about the stuff that you put on right before sex. She goes in the other room, puts that on, walks
That's
in, and
different.
Then it comes
I'm not,
off.
I'm not wearing that
She's
all day.
Got it on for 15 minutes, maybe.
If that, yeah.
But it sounds like he's going to focus on the stuff that they feel sexy in all day. And they go, hey, babe, you know what I'm wearing?
I'm wearing, you know, the thing
my,
you like.
My everyday underwear.
That's right.
That given to me by a fan.
Just tan.
No, it's not.
Underwear.
Oh, no, there's some sexy everyday underwear. Come on.
Mm. All right. Oh. Send us pictures. We'll decide.
I'll put some on and send you pictures.
Oh, let's see. Gerald broke up with somebody over a silly reason. Hello, Gerald.
And hello.
Morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right. Why'd you
break
up?
Black country fan here. Black Morgan Wallen fan here.
Oh, excellent.
I was too adventurous. We were dating for about 6 months, and we went kayaking. And then 2 days later, she broke up with me because I was too adventurous for her and acted too white, apparently.
Acting too white?
So,
yeah.
She saw a black guy in a kayak and was like, I can't do this.
Number one, you're too white Pretty and much. You're too adventurous. What, are we going to go camping next?
Yeah, she's like, what would my girl say? They saw me here. Well, actually, kayaking. Okay, let's ask Corey. Corey, would you go kayaking?
I would go, but I've never been.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, getting wet or, you know, it's like, I don't think that's like something you would take your girlfriend to,
yeah,
right?
Right.
She didn't want to get wet. You don't
if
take
I've
her kayak.
I just had my hair done and it's expensive as hell.
Yeah, exactly.
To get your hair done.
You don't want to do that. But
true.
Gerald's
you had her hair done though.
She never hair done.
Well.
All right, stay on hold, Gerald. All right, here are the nominees. The silliest reason to break up. Jason, right. Also involving hair, said she had a stupid haircut. It was like one that was like,
oh, the Karen haircut. Yeah. Like, short on the sides.
Yeah, the clippers. Carlos, her dad was ugly.
That's funny.
Gerald, too adventurous. And John, well, found the panties.
That's a legit reason. I got to go with, I met her dad and broke up with her the next day.
I'm going with dad was ugly too, right?
Yeah.
Dad ugly. All right, Carlos, you won.
Yeah, baby!
Her dad was ugly, so you're going to see the Rival Sons November 12th at the Wiltern.
Sounds like a plan to me.
That's right, man. Thank you so much.
You're awesome, friends. You guys rock, man.
Thank you so much.
I can do you guys forever. I'm in my rig right now still.
Give me a honk. Honk the horn for me.
Oh, I don't know. I'm in Malibu right now. I'm going to get in trouble, but all right, here we go.
Come on, baby.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Nicely done. Thanks for risking it for me.
Stay on hold, Carlos. We'll hook you up, bud. All right, we're going to take a break. Come right back. We're Heidi and Frank.
I want to hear more.
Want to hear more? Heidi and Frank? They're back.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. You mentioned bras and panties.
Mm-hmm.
And Shailene Woodley, you know the actress?
Of course. Divergent.
Yep.
Big Little Lies.
She's not against nudity. If as long as she has some control over it. She talks about, you know, just in intimate scenes in movies. She goes, I never felt uncomfortable doing intimate scenes because I'm very vocal. Ooh.
Oh.
And she goes, I always sit down and talk with the director and the other actor. We always have conversations on how are you planning to shoot it? Is nudity necessary? Is it going to distract or, you know, add to the scene? So she's, and we all know exactly what the boundaries are. She's never had anybody cross that line once you talked about it. But she says she actually doesn't like sex scenes in movies because she goes, oftentimes in movies you see two people having sex and the woman has her bra on. And in real life, I don't think I ever did that. Sex with a bra.
Oh, I did.
Or very, very rarely. So, let's hear from the ladies who do keep their bras on. Why are you keeping it on? Does it make you feel sexier or something?
Well, I just bought the damn thing at Victoria's Secret and paid $50 for it. I'm keeping it on.
Or is it simply a matter of modesty or comfort? I mean, for you, you said you used to have sex with a bra on all the time.
Well, because I had no boobies. So I was embarrassed of how small chested I was.
And
so
the bra was one of those Wonder Bras. So it was a
padded bra underwire where if I took it off and it hit the floor, it made a thud because it was heavy.
You keep a door open with it.
Yes. A couple door stops in each little cup. So I would keep it on because yes, I felt sexier than you would otherwise you'd look like you have a 12-year-old boy on top of you.
And
if that's what you're into,
and
that
who
may
wants
work.
That? Johnny, you ever been with a woman who left her bra on during the act?
Yeah, and she was really hot too. But I did see her breasts one time, and she had, like, Marty Feldman nipples.
Oh, yeah, going different directions.
Well, yeah.
See, so she felt sexier leaving the bra on.
One's going, like, northwest, and the other one's, like, southeast.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. I was with a woman who left the bra on, and I did see her boobs, too. But when they came out of the bra, which was holding them up or in this
nice.
Position, yeah, I think full C's. But when she took the bra off, they like coned out and faced straight down. Not like, and so.
Yeah, like seal noses.
And like the areolas like were on the bottom. It's like they were like a dipped cone. You know what I mean? Like a, there was like, it's just on the bottom. So like you didn't see like the bottom side. Like they weren't here. It was like down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, so that's
keep
why.
The bra on. Mm. Right.
Yeah, it looks like a waffle cone. Like,
yeah.
Eric?
Mm-hmm. Any, leave my bra on every time. Yeah.
Oh, no, we're not talking about you. We're talking about
your,
a lady.
You probably leave your underwear on.
I hate that feeling. That feels so weird to me. Wait, but I leave my shirt on a lot. I'm like Winnie
the
Pooh.
So you tried it with your underwear still on?
Yeah, yeah. Pull, like, oh, I gotta have it. And then you sort of pull it to the side like a lady.
Slide it to the side. Yeah. Slide it to the side. Yeah, yeah. Slide it to the side.
We got stuff that'll keep it to the side. The ladies don't really.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you just ever gone over the top? Like, over the top? From the underwear?
No, I'd rather go to the side.
You ever go through the fly?
Yeah, I've done that too. But I like no underwear, but oftentimes I'll leave my shirt on.
Mm.
I really do Winnie the Pooh it or Donald Duck it.
Yeah. Nothing sexier than a guy with just a t-shirt on and nothing else, right?
Well,
just
it was before like I lost weight. I felt really weird about my body. I mean, like, I would do the same in the swimming pool and everything.
Yeah.
You swim in the swimming pool with your shirt on and no trunks? Well,
just pull them to the side, Frank. Just pull them to the side.
Oh, man. Oh. Jordan, you ever with a woman who wouldn't take her bra off?
Yeah, I actually had, it wasn't like a one-night stand, but it was a girl that I just started hooking up with, and she kept her bra on the first couple of times, and I asked her about it, and she said that it, I mean, eventually I saw the boobies, and she had a boob reduction surgery, and they went through the nipple, so, like, inverted the nipple on it, and she was just super insecure about her breasts, so.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't ask any
more
questions.
Did you make her feel more secure about her breasts,
Jordan?
Of
course I did, Heidi.
Good man.
Little kiss makes it all better.
You are a good man, Jordan.
Try and re-invert them.
Well, I mean, I put it out there. Says any ladies listening to the show that keep their bras on and not one call.
Oh, all right.
A lot of confident women. So Lamar's calling the show. Hey, Lamar.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Frank? You remember me from yesterday?
Oh, Lamar, we met last
night. How you doing, man?
Yes, I am. Miss Heidi, how you doing?
Good. We are united in love.
I know. You see, you remember the shirt, too. Remember,
absolutely.
Hey, be the person your dog wants you to be.
I know. Every day, I try to.
Hey, I just wanted to call and say thank you very much for yesterday. It was one of the best days I've ever had, meeting you guys and being able to put, you know, the faces, of course, to the voices was a great experience. Of course, I see you and Frank on Dish Nation, but just to see Johnny, you know, and then see Corey, you know, it was so good and it felt great. The vibe was great. Thank you to Numero Uno. it was a great experience, man. And
you had quite a drive yesterday, too, right, Lamar? You did quite a drive to come see us.
Yeah, I went from Ontario down to you guys.
Wow,
so,
man. Thank you.
Yeah, it was lovely meeting you. You're a good man.
Thank you, guys. And Johnny, I appreciate the conversation we had.
Absolutely,
like I told
man.
You, the only reason I knew you were there because I smelled cigarette smoke.
Yeah,
there's Johnny.
So what'd you think of the Dick Tussie, Lamar? Did you like the Dick Tussie?
The Tussie was great. The last one I got, I took down probably 10 seconds in. So you guys are great. I've been listening to you for the last 5 years. You've helped me. You put me through some bad situations and brought me through some good ones. So I just want to tell you guys, honestly, I love you.
Thank you, Lamar.
We love you, too.
And, hey, Eric, I heard that you needed help with the street team. If you really do, I'm the man to do it. I'll get out there and we'll get this thing going, man.
You sound like you got passion.
He does. He's a good guy.
I got it, man. I got it.
That's Lamar's what we need.
Thank you so much, Lamar.
I can take the load off of you. You don't need that much work, bro. You do a lot. You do a lot for the show.
Oh, well, my record is spoless. If you heard the last hour.
Yeah, listen to the whole show.
Thanks, Lamar.
I'm just extending the olive branch if you guys need help.
That's great.
I'm willing to be on the street team if you need me.
Thank you so much, Lamar. Appreciate it.
Good
appreciate
man.
You coming out yesterday so far from Ontario. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Love you.
But you got to give it up to Carlos, who drove all the way from Vegas.
Oh, Oh, yes, he did.
To come out to our event yesterday down at New Monroe.
Old friend Carlos.
Tap That Tootsie Party. And, yeah, he came out, drove from Vegas. He's like, heard me say something, listened to the show. And he's like, I'm looking at his watch. He's like, okay.
He used to come out to events all the time when they lived, him and his girl, mm-hmm. Michelle, lived mm-hmm. in L.A. And
I haven't seen him for years. So he drove from Vegas to taste the beer and hang out with us. So it was like the longest drive goes to Carlos.
It was like a family reunion.
It was really cool.
It was
we
nice.
Had the best. You called them families.
Yeah,
the family.
The family.
Awesome. That's a good name for him because it is. It's like every party is like a family reunion. It's awesome. Let's see. Moving on. I don't want to talk about that right now.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It was going back on the we broke up. For a silly reason.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine or the mask wearing, obviously, it's a big issue. They're either for it or against it. And mm-hmm. It seems like we've hit that point where it's like, okay, there's the ones who are never going to get it, and there's the ones who already got it, and that's where we are. So to keep trying to have this argument, let's just keep moving forward. But are you having that argument inside your house? I mean, where it's like, okay, say, you know, Jordan doesn't want to get vaccinated, but his wife does. And so they're like having this conversation over dinner every night.
I am curious. Did your wife get vaccinated?
Negative, actually. Huh. She's more concerned about it than I am because of the effects on, you know, like the menstrual cycle for women. It's doing serious, you know, kind of shifting around of the menstrual cycle.
Mm. Maybe you got her pregnant.
No.
Uh-oh, Jordan.
Nope.
He's like, don't even joke about that. You're freaking out.
That didn't happen.
No.
I'm excited every time that time
the
of the month comes
cycle
around.
Comes around. Yeah. Like, yep. Yes.
No babies this month. Yeah.
Hmm. And you'll feel that same way when you have a daughter. Uh-oh. All right. Yeah. She's her menstrual cycle.
Except for the first one, right?
Don't even joke about it.
Oh, the first one. Yeah. I was on a fishing trip with my buddies. And they get this call from my daughter. I'm like, what's she calling me for? She's like, Dad, I got my period.
Oh.
I'm like, good for you, honey. I was wondering if COVID rules were ruining anyone's relationship, or it's like, yeah. You got an anti-vaxxer with a vaxxer, or the masker versus an anti-masker.
How is that
inside
possible?
The household?
I mean,
because I know there's a buddy of mine who's his wife is pretty right-wing. He's not so much, and he's like, you know, we've actually been losing friends because of it. Like, yeah. It's like this, the Facebook, the talk, the Reddit, it's like I noticed people stopped calling and hanging out, so.
That'll do it. You're like, I don't want to be around that.
Yeah, COVID rules ruining your relationship. If it is, give us a call, 818-955-2955.
Well, I'm vaccinated and my wife is not.
She's not?
No.
She's in the medical industry.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Well, there's a lot of reasons, I mean, why she won't do it herself, but.
But you don't argue about it.
Well, I mean, the thing is like something will come up. Like right now, a lot of the talk is, can you go to certain places if you're not vaccinated? And I said, well, I get to go there and you don't. So she thinks I'm vax bragging all the time because I'm vaccinated. And
yeah,
I get to do a lot more than she would get to do.
Right.
Although they're kind of
I can go to Canada. You can't.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
You can go to Canada. I think I'm gonna
stuff like that.
See what happens when you
stuff like that, Tulsa, you're gonna love.
See what happens when you keep me out past 8 o'clock?
Three beers and 8 o'clock at night and she's list the next day.
Yeah, this is I can't do it. This is why I go to bed at 8 and I stay home.
Tulsa is gonna love that.
No, they really are gonna love that. That's right, such a Tulsa joke.
They're gonna consider me the new sensation in town.
You're gonna pack up that Peloton and take it with you to Tulsa?
I'm gonna get another Peloton, I think.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can't fit on just one?
Well, my wife will... My Peloton is my pride and joy, and our whole plan was that we were going to share it. Now there's different seat arrangements, because she's so much shorter than I am. Her arms are short. Like, everything has to be... My bike is set up
custom
for
you.
Me. Now she can go in there, I'm on F22, now she's going to raise the seat, move it forward, move... And I'm like...
So you're getting her one. You're going to set them right side by side and have little competitions with each other?
I think that would be fun. I don't want her on my bike, so... That is mine, only mine. No sharesies.
Peloton's launching a fitness video game that looks a lot like Guitar Hero, but with a wheel. I don't know, but you ever play Guitar Hero?
I have.
So I don't know how you're going to play it, but they're doing a fitness video game.
Okay.
This is like that plank board where you're basically planking out on it, but then you have to move the board like...
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a video
yeah.
game. Like, you set your phone on it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just work out.
Just go for a spin. Just
count to 10. Do something.
Uh-huh. Get a good sweat on every day.
I think it was yesterday during this time of the show. We're talking about sex on public transportation because, you know, nice at-work topic.
Mm-hmm.
This is kick-ass. China has a new train, the Maglev train, revealed for the first time yesterday. It can achieve a top speed of 373 miles per hour. They're making it the fastest ground vehicle in the world.
Don't hit a pebble.
You know why it won't? Because it's not even touching the tracks.
But it's knocking hell on the sides.
That's right. It doesn't even have wheels.
What? It's a hovercraft?
Yep.
Train?
Mm-hmm.
Please explain. It's magnets?
If it's going that fast, just for, just imagine New York City to Chicago. That's just over 2 hours. Just boom, we're there. There it is. Looks cool, doesn't it? Maybe we'll get one. Who knows?
Yeah.
But the train, it levitates above the rail using electromagnetism. It's only like limited scale. So like if they had this thing, you know, from here to there, like, okay, we can.
You can't make them real long.
Yeah, it might be like super expensive right now to make something like that really, really long to go all the way from New York to Chicago. But that is the train of the future, folks.
That is cool. See, that's when I would travel. When I can get someplace just fast. I don't want to be 14 hours to get somewhere. I hate that. Whether it's on a plane or in a car. Like, come on.
Yeah, it's like, if it's that far away, I don't need
it. I don't care.
It can't be that good.
Right.
Eric, do you have a final news wrap for us before we call it a day?
Sure, I can wrap up some stuff here at 9:48 almost in a couple of seconds in the morning. Absolute Airflow is bringing you this news. California's most trusted air conditioning. We could use that right now. Heating and plumbing. Call them today. 833-482-2626 or go to absoluteairflow.com. You guys remember Larry Elder?
I do. Yeah. I see him every once in a while at my watering hole.
Oh, really? You want to give it a shout out with where his, Larry Elder hangs out?
Casa Vega, right at the bar. He drinks red wine. I find it weird.
Whoa.
You might have to call him governor next time you see him.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because he fought back against a judge who said he wasn't eligible to be put on the ballot when old Gavin Newsom gets recalled. But he won in Sacramento yesterday when he challenged that decision, and now he's going to be put on the ballot. Conservative talk radio host Larry Elder, who used to drive a really old car with a station sticker on the back. He had a bumper sticker of his own radio station on the back of his very old car.
Who would put their name on their car?
It was kind of douche. If you're going to go all out.
Like Larry's Tundra.
There you go. See, just own it.
Own it.
Just make it a billboard.
Yeah, just make it ridiculous.
Let's see. Superior Court Judge Lori M. Earle is the one who disagreed with the state decision that Elder failed to meet those requirements to qualify to run in the election. 42 other candidates have now been cleared to appear on the ballot September 4th. 14th, sorry. In other pop culture, celebrity, or entertainment news, Harvey Weinstein pleaded not guilty here in L.A. in a courtroom Wednesday on 4 counts of rape and 7 other sexual assault counts. He denies rapes.
Look at me. Clearly they wanted it. I mean, just take a look at me. What woman doesn't want me on top of them? Look at my crater pock face, my big fat hairy belly, my long ball bag. What woman's not asking for it?
We're done with the Larry Elder story.
Oh, who are we talking about? I'm sorry, I was half asleep.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein.
Oh, I don't have any comments about him. Go ahead.
Sheriff's deputies brought the 69-year-old. Anything? 69?
They're calling nausea? I don't know. Upset stomach? A little bit of a headache? Low grade. Yeah.
The convicted rapist into court in a wheelchair, wearing a brown jail jumpsuit, and he wore his face mask, so he's being a good example. Yeah. He's now awaiting a second trial on a second coast and possibly another lengthy sentence over here. Today is Prince George of Cambridge's 8th birthday. Tradition dictates that royals, all of them, release photos to commemorate family members' birthdays every year. So the palace delivered the evening before the young royal's birthday with a brand new image of George smiling, looking more and more like his dad, Prince William.
He's already losing his hair.
I mean, William did early,
early. Just before he lost it, though, I mean, girls were going crazy.
Well, all the stress of not doing anything all day would do that to you.
Maybe it does. Maybe you're so bored, you're like, I'm pulling my hair out over here.
You'll know soon.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Oh, so excited.
You have to call in and tell us what it's like.
I totally will.
A quick text coming in. It says, when is Heidi coming to Tulsa? I'm in Oklahoma City. I'd drive to see her.
Soon.
Probably soon.
You know what? Just stay tuned.
We'll let you know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a new girl in
town, and she's looking.
After the Bucks defeated the Suns Tuesday in Game 6 of the NBA Finals, Milwaukee is going to celebrate in the streets again. They did it. 65,000 people poured into the streets yesterday around the Forum where the game took place. And now today they're going to have a parade. So they won back in 1971 when Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played on the team, but they didn't have a parade because they said it was just the third season of the team's existence. So perhaps it happened too fast for an unfamiliar city to sort of process what just happened.
And then it never happened
again. Nobody was really fans yet.
Yeah. And then, like Heidi said, it never happened again since 1971.
Probably should have done that.
Probably maybe should have had a party there. And now they're really going to make up for it because the parade is today. In COVID news, a Houston hospital has had its first case of what they're calling the Lambda variant of the coronavirus. Public health experts say it's too soon to tell whether this variant is going to rise to the same level of concern as the Delta variant, which everybody's talking about. And they're talking about it because 83% of COVID cases here in America now are the Delta variant. Vast majority of hospitalizations are among the unvaccinated. The Lambda variant, on the other hand, only has 700 cases so far. And WHO in June called the Lambda a variant of interest. But an expert is saying, I know there's a great interest in Lambda, but I think people really need to be focused on Delta. Most importantly, regardless of the variant, our best defense against these variants is vaccination. Get your vaccines. And keep your damn masks on, because we're going the wrong way here in L.A. County. Health officials here in L.A. report a major spike in new COVID cases across the area. The new number, so if you've been keeping track, it's 13 days in a row we've been going up. Over 1,000 new cases.
So with the Deltas and the Lambdas, you should rush to get a vaccine.
No.
Hey!
That new number is 2,500. And 51 new COVID-19 cases here in L.A., marking the 13th day in a row that we saw more than 1,000. The county has not reported a daily case rate this high since February. Ugh. And remember, we opened in June.
Damn it!
And that rate of positivity was 0.4. So they said, you know what, we're doing great. We're under 1%. We're under 0.5%, you guys. Let's open up June 15th. Well, now, yesterday's test positivity rate was 5.2%. Oh, and that's your really uplifting news.
Damn it.
All right. On that uplifting note, let's apologize to those we have offended and get the hell out of here.
All right. Porcupines, Jason Mraz, the Pocket Fishermen, and Asian Americans.
Rappers, Tennessee, redheads, and menstruating daughters.
NASCAR Dean, nice to meet you last night. Mike Myers, U.S. women's soccer team, and Paralympic athletes.
High divers, the AARP, Trilams, and Zhang Zuiyu.
Crack whores, Mr. Six, Prince Harry, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. I can't wait to be in you.
Yes, the Eagles, Pigs, Victoria's Secret, and Caring Lesbians. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We are Heidi and Frank.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 95.5KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. 95.5 KLOS.